From Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Evening, everybody. Happy Friday from Charleston as we get set for the fourth game of six here from the Joe. Green Jackets currently coming with a nine-game losing streak, their longest of the season. They've been so close to getting out of it. Yesterday, another prime example, led 4-0 early, but Charleston stormed back for eight unanswered to win, including a go-ahead grand slam by Willie Vasquez in the fifth, propelling the hometown River Dogs to an 8-4 win. Tonight, Luis Vargas takes the mound for Augusta, looking to snap the skid before it hits double figures. He'll get pitching prospect J.J. Goss, comes in as a top 20 prospect, according to the Tampa Bay Rays farm system by MLB Pipeline. He'll get the start today. It'll be his third time starting against the Green Jackets. It'll be Vargas and Goss here in game four. It is a cooler, little humid, rain possible night here off the coast of the Atlantic. We'll fill you in more on that in just a second as we continue on the On Deck Show built by Taxslayer from the Joe in Charleston. We'll come back with a driver on the league next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The On Deck Show continues here from the Joe in Charleston as we get set for the fourth game of six between the Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs. Now time for our driver on the league, our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Easy Go. We'll start in the Carolina League tonight. Got a couple of doubleheaders. Both have concluded with game ones today. Both were suspended from yesterday. Myrtle Beach and Columbia were stopped in the fifth with Myrtle Beach up 4-0. They went on to win the pickup of the suspended game 10-6. That just went final a little while ago. Game two currently going on. 2-0 Columbia in the bottom of the first as a seven-inning game. Other doubleheader today, Fayetteville hosting the Downeast Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks are in control of that one, up 4-1. Until the Woodpeckers scored six times in the bottom of the seventh, they took game one 7-4. Game two coming up shortly, also 7 innings from Segra Stadium in just a little bit. Other games tonight, Salem is at Delmarva, Fredericksburg hosts Lynchburg, and the Carolina Mudcats take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the road. Kannapolis having a good second half. They currently sit second in the South Division at 8-4. In the Braves ranks today, the Major League club is at home to take on the Washington Nationals. They won 3 out of 4 against the Cardinals, dropped yesterday's contest in extra innings to St. Louis, although Spencer Strider, terrific, 6 shutout innings. He struck out 12 yesterday, including his first 9 outs were via the K. As the Green Jacket from a season ago, having a dominant run as a starter, possible rookie of the year for the Braves this year, joined by Michael Harris, both of them getting a lot of looks in that regard. In the minor league ranks, doubleheader in Gwinnett today as the Stripers are hosting the Charlotte Knights. Game one picked up. They are currently in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-2 game between the Stripers and the Knights, the AAA club of the White Sox. Game two will follow later on tonight. In high A, the Rome Braves host the Asheville Tourists. Rome's having a good week. Andrew Hoffman, who's perhaps been the ace of that pitching staff, Green Jacket from last year, also a prospect in the Braves system. He was promoted today to AA Mississippi as Hoffman continues to move up. And in AA today, Mississippi is hosting the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, AA team of the Miami Marlins. That game comes up at 7:35 Eastern Time tonight. We've got game four coming up between the Green Jackets and the River Dogs here from the Joe, and what is expected to be another good crowd here in Charleston. And we'll come back and get you the starting lineups for game four on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Opening pitch, Green Jackets and River Dogs here from Charleston. Green Jackets trying to snap out of their tough nine-game losing streak, get on the board in this series, facing a hot Charleston team who has now won a total of four games in a row entering here tonight. Let's check out the starting lineups. First, for your Augusta Green Jackets, currently 38-40 overall, 2-10 this half, all coming on the heels of their nine-game losing streak right now. Master Perez is their first-year manager. Leading off today is the third baseman, Geraldo Quintero. Cal Conley bats second. He's at shortstop. In the three spot, center fielder, Brandon Mesquita. Batting cleanup, left fielder, Brandon Parker. Keaton Morton bats fifth. He's in right field. In the sixth spot, designated hitter, Stephen Paulini. Batting seventh at first base, Braulio Vasquez. Batting eighth, catcher, Victor De Hoyos. And in the ninth spot, second baseman, Eliezel Stevens. One more time for Augusta, Quintero, Conley, Mesquita, Parker, Morton, Paulini, Vasquez, De Hoyos, and Stevens. Starting pitcher tonight for Augusta is Luis Vargas, 2-4 record this year, 4.11 ERA. Last time he started against Charleston, he beat them back in the middle of June. Yeah, now four of those Charleston River Dogs, they are 52-26. That's good for the second best record in all of minor league baseball, and they are 6-6 this half, single-A affiliate. The Tampa Bay Rays, led by Blake Butera. Shane Sasaki leads things off once again. He's in right field tonight. And second, shortstop Carson Williams. In the three spot, designated hitter Willie Vasquez. Batting cleanup, center fielder Nick Schnell. Bobby Seymour is the five hitter. He's playing first base. Batting sixth tonight at second, Ryan Spikes. Behind home plate doing the catching is the seven hitter Nathan Perry. Logan Allen bats eighth. He's in left field. And in the ninth spot, making his debut tonight for the River Dogs, is third baseman Alejandro Pie. One more time for Charleston, Sasaki, Williams, Vasquez, Schnell, Seymour, Spikes, Perry, Allen, and Pie. Starting pitcher tonight for the Charleston River Dogs is right-hander J.J. Goss. He's 0-4 this year, .459 his earned run average. He comes in today as the number 17 prospect in the Tampa Bay farm system, according to MLB Pipeline, just 21 years old from Cypress Ranch, Texas. Now for tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Juan Gomez. On the base paths is Chris Jenke as the two-man umpiring crew for tonight. And now time for the injury report presented by Augusta University Health. Currently two Green Jackets are on the injured list. Landon Leach, starting pitcher, has been out with about a month's time dealing with an injury that he suffered back in early June. Mekhi Backstrom is also on the injured list. He was placed there earlier this week. He is dealing with an ankle sprain. He is out at least for the rest of this series. We've got the first pitch for the Green Jackets and River Dogs Game 4. Getting the weekend started off with some baseball. Here up along the Atlantic, Green Jackets, River Dogs Game 4 coming up shortly on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to...
Mitchell Speltz back with you here from the Joe Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. Getting ready for the fourth game of six here from Charleston. Before we get started, Green Jackets baseball is brought to you in part by these fine sponsors: Tax Slayer, Phoenix Printing, Augusta University Health, SRP, Easy Go, WOW Phone, Internet and Cable, Augusta IT Guys, Premier Networks, and AB Beverage. We've got the Green Jackets and River Dogs Game 4 coming up on the other side here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Happy Friday, everyone, from Charleston, South Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you here from the Joe as we are getting set to get the weekend started here from Charleston, right off the close of the Atlantic Ocean. J.J. Goss takes the mound for the River Dogs, looking to make it 4 straight here in this series. They've won the last 4 in total, 2 of them by 1 run. Another comeback effort yesterday as Charleston came back from 4-0 down atop Augusta 8-4 thanks to a 4-run 15 on a grand slam. Augusta looking for some retribution, trying to stop a losing streak before it reaches 10 games. Here's their starting lineup tonight against the young right-hander. Geraldo Quintero is a leadoff batter here today with Cal Conley batting second. Brandel Mesquita is in the three-hole. Brandon Parker, Caden Morton, and Stephen Pellini the middle third. Braulio Vasquez, Victor De Hoyos, and Eliezel Stevens the bottom three. And Nestor Perez's lineup card here today. Defense for the Charleston River Dogs. Logan Allen's in left field with Nick Schnell in center. O'Neill Mansueta is the right fielder. At third is Alejandro Pie playing in his first game of the season with Charleston. Shortstop is Carson Williams. Ryan Spikes once again at second with Bobby Seymour Manning first base. Catcher today for the Charleston River Dogs is Nathan Perry. He'll do the catching today for the right-hander, J.J. Goss. Starting against Augusta for the third time this year, he has a .585 earned run average as the right-hander from Cypress, Texas. Former 36th overall draft pick back in 2019 by Tampa Bay out of high school. Geraldo Quintero leads it off. We're set to go. First pitch is outside, says Juan Gomez. And off we go here from the Joe at 7:08 tonight. Possible rain in the forecast. More on that in just a second. 1-0 pitch. Quintero, soft bouncer towards first. On two hops, Bobby Seymour has it. Flips to Goss, sprinting to the bag. Loses his cap, but touches the base. And there's one up and one down here from Charleston. Game and field conditions today here from the Joe. 85 degrees at first pitch. Not a lot of sun, though. Some cloud cover with some overcast. Got a lot of wind, though, blowing out towards left field at the moment. Been whipping all over the place. Gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. That ball is probably not going to fly all that much tonight. We'll see, though. A 50% chance of rain about an hour from now, so keep an eye on that. Cal Conley bats, and he sprays the first pitch foul to the left side. That'll sail out of play into the seating area. Expecting another nice crowd here tonight. Probably not going to be as much as yesterday, over 5,400 plus here from Charleston. Had a good week of attendance here. One of the best in the Carolina League. A one pitch is outside. One ball, one strike to Conley. Coming off a strong game yesterday. Had a three-hit performance, including a two-run triple in the third. That put Augusta up 4-0 at the time. Break-even pitch, buckled his knees as he backdoors a slider. Good pitch by him, 1-2. Three-pitch mix for Goss. Slider, changeup to go along with a fastball. It's that slider and changeup that has a lot of attention. 1-2 pitch is low and in the dirt. Threw a slider again, 2-2. Has a fastball that's kind of working the velocity back. Goss missed some time early in his career dealing with some injuries. Only pitched four times in the Gulf Coast League last year. Or getting injured in 2019 near the end. 2-2 pitch is yanked foul again by Conley. Out of play into the seats. 2-2. Kind of working his way back from that. A shoulder injury that held Goss out for a while. He's the number 17 prospect in the deep Tampa Bay farm system. 2-2 pitch is a little low. Almost called strike three. Looks like Juan Gomez thought about it. Nathan Perez brought it to snap that down to third. And Conley's got a 3-2 count. Goss from the windup, the 3-2. A tapper foul right behind home, up against the screen. Ball three, strike two to Cal Conley. Scoreless game just getting started here in the top of the first. As the crowd continues to foul in here. And not a lot of sun today. Makes it very bearable outside. 3-2 pitch is off the outside corner, and Conley draws a 7-pitch walk. That's a good take. That did not miss by a whole lot. He's on his on base once again. Did so three times yesterday. 1-for-1 here tonight after the walk. And now Brandon Mesquita. Mesquita's had an excellent series. They're going to keep it going here. Batting in the three spot. No Caleb Durbin in the lineup today. Got Adam Zabrowski, Connor Blair coming off the bench. Mekhi Backstrom currently on the injured list. Only a three-man bench for Augusta. First pitch to Mesquita is up and out. To the center fielder today, Brandon Mesquita. Conley's got a couple nice step lead off of first. Has inched it up a step. Goss looks over there and deals home. 1-0 pitch is good for a strike at the knees. 1-1 the count. Five right-handers in there for Augusta. Two lefties and two switch hitters. With the two switches hit in at the top. And Quintero and Conley. Mesquita, right-handed batter. One ball, one strike. They throw over to first. Conley dives back in. Went head first dive. Green Jackets did not have much of a running game yesterday. They out-hit Charleston 13-4. Or still lost the game 8-4. There were six walks by the Augusta pitchers to go along with four hit batters, so there was still plenty of traffic out there. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a foul caught by Perry, the catcher. And it's 1-2. And it's one of those tough luck games. There is about a lineup turn difference between where they were in the lineup, Augusta ahead of Charleston when the game ended, but River Dogs made most of their opportunities. Augusta not so much as Conley's running. The pitch is lifted to the left right at Logan Allen. He'll make the catch as he comes in a few steps. Conley will retreat. Saw it right away off the bat. Mesquita had to protect with two strikes. And that's out number two. A little lofter right out to the left fielder. Allen didn't have to move a whole lot. Wind kind of blew it to him a little bit. And there are two outs now for Brandon Parker. Green Jackets looking to spot Luis Vargas in early lead as we're still scoreless in the top of the first. Looking against J.J. Goss. There goes Conley again. First pitch is inside. Throw down by Perry. He is not going to be in time. Cal Conley swipes another one. Had an excellent jump. Wasted no time this time around. Went on the 1-2 pitch with Mesquita at the plate. And he goes on the first pitch to Parker, which he took inside for a ball. And the count is 1-0. 23rd stolen base for Conley. He's four back at Caleb Durbin for the team lead. Now once again in position to score with Parker at the plate. A 1-0 pitch is inside again. Missed with a changeup. Two balls, no strikes. Conley second in the league in run score. This is what makes him such a good run scorer. 61 times he has touched home. But he just knows how to work his way around the base, whether by stealing one, maybe picking up an extra base. 2-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Good slider by Goss. It gets him in the count. Two balls and one strike. Sitting fastball, 2-0. Gave him anything but. Sliders, changeups here in the opening inning for Goss. Open stance for Parker from the right side. 2-1 pitch. A bouncing ball fouled on the third base side. Out of play. Hops over the front row of seats. And to go back to Conley for a second, he's a guy that can make a difference out there. The way he rounds bases, cuts them, good acceleration, great speed altogether. That can be the difference from going one extra base, and that can result in you coming around to score. 2-2 is a little high. Missed with a changeup, 3-2. Also helps he bats to the top of the order, so you got good run producers behind him. And Geraldo Quintero, Randall Mosqueda, Brandon Parker, Adam Zabrowski, guys who can bring you home. And he's a guy doesn't take a whole lot to score. Looking for a base hit here. 3-2 pitch is right down the chute. He rings him up. Got a fastball and was looking for a breaking ball. So Goss has his first strikeout, and it gets him out of the first inning. Strands Cal Conley. A one-out walk at second base. Half hitting through here from Charleston. Green Jackets nothing. River Dogs coming up with Luis Vargas towing the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets come up empty in the top of the first. Luis Vargas to the rubber for the Green Jackets. Right-hander's making his 11th start of the season. He's come on very strong in the second part of the season. He's got a 4.11 earned run average, 2-4 record, as he's got 61 innings under his belt. He has struck out 64, earned a win in his last start against Charleston a few weeks back. Coming off his first quality start against Columbia last week. Here's the starting lineup for those River Dogs today. Ryan Spikes is the leadoff hitter. He bats first. Carson Williams, Willie Vasquez the next two. Nick Schnell, Bobby Seymour, O'Neill Manzueta in the middle. Nathan Perry, Logan Allen, Alejandro Pie. The bottom third for Blake Buteris. Charleston River Dogs currently 52-26 entering play tonight. Righty-righty to Spikes. First pitch tied him up with a fastball inside from Luis Vargas, and it's 0-1. Spikes playing second base. He got moved up to the top of the order. Got a late scratch in Charleston's lineup as the 0-1 is fouled back out of play. And it's nothing in two. Originally, Shane Shizaki was the leadoff man. He was scratched late. A little tightness, so he's out. Spikes moves to the top. O'Neill Manzueta enters the lineup. 0-2 pitch, jam shot, foul, first base side. Braulio Vasquez charges over, and he's about three rows out of room. Stays 0-2. So Spikes is the leadoff man. Manzueta bats six. That's where Spikes was originally slotted in. Suzuki, who was originally slated to start this one, a late scratch today for Charleston. 0-2 is inside, backed him out. One ball, two strikes as he rushed him in with a heater. Spikes has been hit by a couple of pitches in this series already through the first three games. Charleston, as a team yesterday, hit four times. 1-2 pitch, just missed a bit in, right where De Hoyos wanted it, but did not get the call, though, from Juan Gomez. Two balls and two strikes. Vargas looking to finish off Ryan Spikes. Here comes a shot towards short diving. Conley, it's by him in the left. Hit that one right on the screws, right by Cal Conley, who just came a little bit short on his dive. And Spikes has a two-strike hit to start the night for Charleston. Gives us a chance to set the rest of the Green Jacket defense. Brandon Parker's in left field today. Randall Mosqueda in center. Caden Morton's in right field. Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley, Eliezel Stevens, and Braulio Vasquez third to first on the infield with De Hoyos catching Luis Vargas. Lays down the signs for him. Spikes has a good two-step lead off of first. As Carson Williams bats, first pitch is inside about belt high. Good spot by Vargas. One ball, no strikes. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first inning. Green Jackets in their road gray uniforms, green numbers and lettering with the black trim and black ball caps. A throw over to first. Back with a dive is Spikes. Had a good lead. He's about maximized it over there. Charles in the same uniforms as yesterday. They got the red uniforms with the blue sleeves, white numbers, blue trim. Blue ball caps with the white pants. More of them yesterday here for the military appreciation night. 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Carson Williams. Out of play it goes. One ball, one strike. Talked about a few days ago that Randall Mosqueda moved up the Green Jackets. I should say the Braves farm system ranking. So did Carson Williams for Charleston and Tampa Bay. Williams came into this series ranked ninth. He's been moved up all the way to fourth. Now a top five prospect in their system. 1-1 pitch is good on the strike. Good for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Williams also now a top 100 guy overall. Number 100 is the talented shortstop from San Diego. Torrey Pines High School has a 1-2 count to him. Vargas kicks and throws, and he struck him out swinging. Gassed him up, and down goes Williams. First out for Vargas here in the inning as he takes care of Carson Williams. And now it's the dangerous Willy Vasquez. Vasquez has had a huge series. Green Jackets looking to contain him here. He had the biggest swing in the night yesterday, and it was ultimately the difference. He had a go-ahead grand slam in the fifth to make it 6-4. First pitch to him here is upstairs. Another fastball from Vargas. Heavy dose of him here early on. A guy who was struggling out of the gates, and now you look at his .230 batting average, it's kind of one that doesn't do him justice anymore. He has been a big swinger. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. Dots it with a fastball. Evens the count at 1-1. Scoreless game, bottom of the first. Runner at first for Charleston and Ryan Spikes. He's got six stolen bases. Might be looking to take one here. DeJoyo's doing the catching tonight for Augusta. First time he's appeared in the series. 1-1 pitch. Big bouncer to short. Could be two. Conley will flip to Stevens for one. A relay to first is close, and they got him. A double play by a half step. Vasquez and the River Dogs can't believe it. Here comes Blake Butera. Target Chris Jenke, but they just threw him out. Ends the inning, 6-4-3, and this inning is over. We head to the second. Here from Charleston, no score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Top of the second here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Mitchell Spouts with you in Charleston. No score as the 5-6-7 hitters come up for Augusta against J.J. Goss, who worked around a one-out walk. In the top half of the first, Luis Vargas got a double play ball off the bat of Willy Vasquez to end the frame after a leadoff hit by Ryan Spikes. And now here we are, top of the second inning here in the fourth game of this series. Green Jackets currently endeavoring a nine-game losing streak, tied their high from last year. Looking to snap out of it here tonight. Caden Morton against J.J. Goss. First pitch down and in to the right-hander. In a righty-righty matchup. Norton 1-for-4 yesterday. 1-0 pitch to him is too high. Two balls, no strikes. That one hit was a triple. In the second inning, however, he would not score after leading off the inning with that three-bagger. 2-0. A swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with a fastball. 2-1. It's kind of been the theme of what's happened for Augusta during this losing streak. They've lost a lot of close games. Yesterday was by 4 runs, but it was a game they led 4-0. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? They ask at first, and he did. Says Chris Jenke. 2-2. Another heater from Goss. The 9 games they've lost over the last week and a half in a row. 2-2 pitch. Morton swings and misses at a slider. Buried it on him, and Morton swings through it. Second strikeout for Goss, and there's one gone here in the top of the second inning. And now Stephen Pelini comes up. Augusta yesterday just 4 for 18 with runners in scoring positions. Charleston had about half the at-bats with runners in scoring territory as the first pitch to Pelini is a check swing down and in as he missed with a hook. 1-0. Now they made the most of it. Talked about the grand slam Willie Vasquez had last half inning. That was the biggest swing of the ball game. 1-0 pitch. Pelini, a big bouncer back towards the mound. Goss will have it. And Pelini says, that hit my foot. They didn't call that, though. He is upset, and he has just been thrown out of this game. Pelini has been ejected. He's thrown the bat, and he is giving Juan Gomez every bit of this one as Nestor Perez comes in. In between the two, here comes Chris Jenke. Pelini is unbelievably animated. Braulio Vasquez comes in to restrain him. Pelini's about as mild-mannered as it gets. This is the most furious I have ever seen him. But Pelini was not running because he thought that hit his front leg. He is back into the dugout, and he's going to be gone from this game. Nestor Perez is still talking with Chris Jenke. And that's kind of a tough thing to miss. Now, you can't ask for help on this. Chris Jenke might have a better look at it than Juan Gomez did. He's staring right in towards home, but Pelini threw his back towards the dugout and started arguing, yelling at Juan Gomez, who threw him out almost instantly. So Pelini, the DH in this game, is going to be out. Nestor Perez is still talking with Juan Gomez, and I don't know if anything's going to change. Smile Schroeder is also in the neighborhood. He's asking, why not ask for help there? And if it does get overturned, it will not be Pelini to bat. Again, he has been ejected. Perez is still arguing. And Perez is one who has not been ejected this year. He never really tries to. He argues, but he never really crosses any lines here. He is still talking now with both umpires. Chris Jenke's in there. Now, again, I'm not sure. They may ask for help. They may converge here. But what kind of is problematic here is that Pelini's been thrown out of this game. I don't know if they're going to send up another batter here. In the middle of what would be an at-bat or a new count would likely be one ball, one strike. But Perez is talking with Jenke. But based off what I'm seeing here in this discussion, nothing's going to be changed. Nestor Perez kind of came in to shield Pelini, who was hot talking to Juan Gomez. And again, I don't think this is going to get changed. Nestor Perez says his piece. He's been given a long leash as he's being chatted up by Chris Jenke, walking back to his coach's box. But no ejection with Perez. Pelini's been thrown out. Again, it was a foul ball that Pelini thought was foul. It was called fair on a big bouncer back towards the mound. He said, that hit my front foot. Juan Gomez didn't see it that way, and Pelini got hot with him and got thrown out. So he is out of this game. Two gone, the inning now for Braulio Vasquez, who takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. And Pelini's had a nice series, too. Had the home run robbery yesterday, 2 hits. 0-1 pitch, bounce foul, quickly 0-2. And again, I've talked to Stephen Pelini multiple times. He is as quiet, as mild-mannered as an individual as it gets, and he was hot. 0-2, a wave and a miss, and that ends the inning. So an ejection and argument all between that. Two strikeouts and a grounder back to the mound for J.J. Goss. Down in order goes Augusta, and we head to the bottom of the second. Here from Charleston, 0-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a phone, got a prince on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a prince on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the second, Green Jackets go down in order with a little entertainment in the top of the second as Stephen Pelini was ejected from this game. As Nick Chanel will lead it off against Luis Vargas, ended up being just a 7 or 8 pitch inning, I beg your pardon, for J.J. Goss in the second. 2 strikeouts on the ground of the Pelini with a little question mark to it as Nick Chanel shows a bunt pull back on a ball outside, 1-0. Now, Pelini's been taken out of this game. We'll see who comes in for him. They'll serve as the DH in this game. Now they're going to be Caleb Durbin or Connor Blair. 1-0 pitch is right down the middle. 1-1. Got Zabrowski on the bench as well, but considering he's the only other catcher, he's probably not going to DH. 1-1 is down and in. That is going to be called a ball. Chanel said that hit him, and he'll turn back and will bat with a 2-1 count. So Juan Gomez thought that missed him. Chanel was pretty convinced that hit his foot. Did not. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 92. 2-2. And that Pelini play certainly going to be a point of interest. I have not seen the replay on it yet. 2-2. Pitch, a swing and a miss. And Vargas comes back to strike out Chanel. After he thought he got hit by one, Vargas throws 2 consecutive fastballs that he whiffs on. And there is one gone here in the bottom of the second. And if you're just picking this up, Pelini ejected in this game after arguing pretty furiously with the home plate umpire, Juan Gomez, about a ball that he thought was off his front leg. He was pretty convinced of it. That was bounced right back to the pitcher. Pelini was not running on it. They called him out at first as the opening pitch to Seymour swung and missed. Another fastball from Vargas, getting a lot of misses on that tonight. Now, he was convinced it hit his front leg, which would make it foul. Juan Gomez didn't see it. They called him out, and Pelini gave him an earful. 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. And which comes as a surprise injection to me. And probably the last time today I'll say this, but Stephen Pelini, one of the nicest guys you'll meet. So he was not happy with Juan Gomez as Seymour takes one up and out. Change up from Vargas, 2-1. So he is out. Green Jackets now down to a 2-man bench. And we'll see who is going to be that DH. Still haven't gotten the word on that. 2-1. A pop-up back out of play, and this one will make it towards the seats. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. And Bobby Seymour at the plate in a scoreless game here in the bottom of the second inning. Vargas shakes one off. Here's the pitch to Seymour. And he's swinging a miss, and he struck him out. A foul tip caught by De Hoyos, and that's strikeout number 3 for Luis Vargas. A lot of fastballs. That one, a straight slider that had some devastating drop to it. Seymour swings through it, and there are 2 gone. And now it's O'Neill on his way to the plate for Charleston. Just 1 for 3 yesterday, was hit by a pitch, but he's continued to have his way against Augusta. First pitch is a little inside of the right-hander. 1 ball, no strikes. Not originally slated in today's lineup, was added with the late scratch of Shane Sasaki. 1-0. A wave and a miss. Great slider by Vargas. A puzzled swing by Montueta. And it's 1-1. And Vargas is locked in. Break even pitch. Montueta, half swing. It's good anyway. Heater on the outside part. 1-2. Chance to strike out the side here in the bottom of the second. Got Nathan Perry on deck. 1-2 pitch. A foul as he sprays it into the right field seats. 1-2. Vargas got through the first and three batters after a leadoff hit, got a double play. 1-2, and down he goes. Swung through a slider, and Luis Vargas strikes out the side in the second. He's got four Ks in the game, and we head to the third from the Joe. Green Jackets nothing, River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too.
Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points,
SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP.
All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors.
Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice.
Membership required.
For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Two innings in the books here from the Joe and Charleston scoreless game. Good pitcher's duel between J.J. Goss and Luis Vargas so far. Each has given up just one base runner. Vargas wiped his out with a double play. Goss able to keep a one-out walk at second. As now Goss will get face Victor De Hoyos, Eliezel Stevens, and then the top of the order in Geraldo Quintero. Mitchell Speltz with you. So glad to have you on this Friday night. A little overcast, about 80-some degrees at first pitch. Rain certainly possible within the next hour or so. Keeping a close eye, De Hoyos leads it off. A big chopper towards short. Williams backs up. He gloves. Fires over the top to Seymour in time to get De Hoyos by three steps. Knew he had some time with De Hoyos running. He was moving well down the line, but not a fast base runner. But Williams takes care of him, and that's one out here in the third inning for Augusta. 6-3 on that last put out. If you keep track with us, back at home. And now it'll be Eliezel Stevens batting in the ninth spot. First pitch to the left-hander is right down the heart. And it's 0-1. Stevens had two hits yesterday. Finished the day 2-for-2, two singles and two strikeouts. 0-1. A big cut and a miss. Tried to golf a low fastball. No balls, two strikes. And Stevens behind the count looking for a comebacker here against Goss. 0-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. Goss is dialed in for Charleston as he struck him out on a backdoor slider. And Stevens is out. Fourth K for Goss, and now it's Geraldo Quintero. No strikeouts in the start this year for Goss is five. He's done that in his last two. Both were at Myrtle Beach last week. A guy that's starting to really turn it on the mound. He's been held a bit of an innings limit in his first year here in Charleston as Geraldo Quintero bats, and he follows it back to the wire. He's down 0-1. Goss has never reached five innings. Most of his starts have covered four. 0-1 is off the inside part, 1-1. Guy is 21 years of age, but he's coming off a major shoulder injury. Has thrown the ball well at times this year. 1-1 is right down the middle, 1-2. Comes in with an 0-4 record, but his ERA 4.5, so I'm certainly not terrible, but has never gone deep in a game to earn a win. 1-2 pitch. Quintero struck out swinging. A two-seamer that broke away from him, and Quintero strikes out. J.J. Goss, money on the mound. Three innings in the books. He has struck out five, just one hit. And we are headed to the bottom of the third. Nothing-nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Yeah, yeah. Saddling up and chasing down...
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Nathan Perry will be the batter for Charleston, the number 7 batter in the order for the River Dogs, as we're still scoreless in the bottom of the third. Luis Vargas, first pitch to Perry, a high fly ball to right, but playable for Caden Morton. Just got underneath it, and Morton puts him away on one pitch. Got that wind blowing in from right center field. Certainly, I think he got under it a little bit, and that wind's going to knock it down a little bit more, especially the more elevation you get on it. So one away now for Logan Allen as Perry flies to right, snaps a run, a 3 consecutive struck out by Luis Vargas. Vargas in a great spot. He's thrown 28 pitches. He's got 7 outs. First pitch to Perry, tails down and away as he overthrew on a fastball, which has been a good pitch for him early on. He has gotten a lot of swings and misses here in the early portion of this game. 1-0. Perry chucked a swing. It's good anyway. On the outside corner, another fastball from Vargas. 1-1, one strike to the left fielder. Open stance for him from the left side as Vargas looks in, gets the signal from De Hoyos, and the pitch is too low. Missed on a changeup, 2 balls and a strike. Allen comes up playing in his 23rd game. He is 15 for 75 at the plate. 2-1. A check swing. That one will trickle off the backhand attempt of De Hoyos. Held up on it. On a slider this time from Luis. 3-1. A guy who's nearly been in there every day upon his call-up from the Florida Complex League. 3-1 pitch off the end and fly to right again. Caden Morton will have another shot as he goes in and makes the catch. Makes it about hip high as he had a drop down four. Had a little late drop to it. A couple casual catches by Morton. 2 gone for Alejandro Pie. First game for PA, the third baseman today for Charleston. Just called up from the Florida Complex League. First pitch to PA is inside from Vargas. 1-1, no strikes on a slider. Coming up on a very talented roster in that Complex League for Tampa Bay, a team that's got a deep farm system. 1-0, a swing and a foul back as he fists one back over the press box. 1-1, one strike. Charleston has lost 10 players to High A Bowling Green. That shows how good the system is here. 1-1, a wave and a miss. Got him to wave at a slider, 1-2. And I was talking with some folks at the River Dogs before the game today. Very similar case last year as well. Both Charleston and Bowling Green won their respective titles. 1-2 pitch is low. Try to change up, 2-2. Charleston won 82 games last year in the regular season, 82-38. Bowling Green, their high A club, won the high A championship. 2-2 pitch, he struck him out. Put him in a straight jacket on an inside changeup, and Vargas has completed one time through the order. He has worked the minimum and struck out 5. We head to the fourth. 0-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz back with you from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. The Joe here in Charleston. We're a third of the way through. No score. Pitcher's duel through one time in the order. Luis Vargas for Augusta has faced the minimum. He has struck out five with just one single that he doubled off in the first. J.J. Goss just a one-out walk to the man at the plate, Cal Conley, in the first. Otherwise, he has retired eight in a row. As Conley's in there for the left side, first pitch from Goss is on the edge. Fastball dotted at 91, and it's 0-1 to the switch hitting Conley. Walked and stole second in the first. He is the only base runner that's reached so far. 0-1. A tapper over the mound, charging spikes on two hops. He'll glove, softly toss the first, and get Conley by a couple steps. 4-3 on that put out. As the fourth ground ball out for Augusta, they have struck out a total four times against Goss. And have one liner to the outfield. Otherwise, that has been their line so far against Goss, who has thrown really as well as he has all year. Pitch count is at 40 pitches with one out here in the fourth inning. It's Brandon Mesquita. First pitch to the Green Jackets center fielder. A big hack and a miss. 0-1. Now, four pitches per batter so far, which is an unbelievably efficient rate. That'll get you deep into games as a pitcher. Nothing and one the count. Mesquita an open stance from the right side. 0-1 pitch is down and out. One ball, one strike. Mentioned about an inning ago, longest start for Goss this year, and he's done it on several occasions. He's gone just four innings. 1-1 is low again, 2-1. That's by design, though. Mentioned he's working his way back from a significant shoulder injury. He's a top prospect in the Rays system, coming in at 17 by MLB Pipeline. 2-1 offering. Mesquita shoots one to center, charging in Schnell. He'll dive and take one away. A head first grab by Nick Schnell in center, and Brandon Mesquita had a hit written all over it, hit it on the screws. But a diving effort by Nick Schnell, and Mesquita gets robbed of one. Excellent diving grab. Saw a great home run robbery from Stephen Pelini yesterday. Now it's Nick Schnell going head first, diving for one, and that was a pitch and a hit stung right at him as Parker aligns one to left. That one's going to get down. First pitch swinging at a fastball at 93 in around the hands, and it's the first hit today for the Green Jackets, and it comes with two outs here in the fourth inning. Extends the inning for Caden Morton. Each team now with one hit apiece. You look at that now, and now more of a significant catch out there for Schnell. Normal starting spot for Shane Suzuki, who's not in the lineup today. He was a late scratch. As we've got a time call by Caden Morton before the first pitch comes. He's back in there from the right side. Scoreless game with two outs here in the top of the fourth. Moving right along here early. As the first pitch to Caden is right down the middle. 93 on the gas from Goss. Gets up in the count. Morton comes in. One of the four strikeout victims for Goss. First time through. As a one out or two out base runner in Parker. The pitch is swung and missed. A lot of fastballs this inning for Goss. Used the slider and changeup quite a bit first time through. Now heavy that fastball here in the second time. Morton trying to time one up here. Got a chance to score one if you can send one down the line or in the gaps.
There goes Parker. Two strike pitch is a swing and a miss. That one way inside, but Parker Seal will not count. Morton strikes out. Inning is over. A two-out hit gets left on the bases. 3.5 now done here at the Joe. Nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We are moving right along, bottom of the fourth here from Charleston. Still no score on the board. J.J. Goss, 4 scoreless for Charleston. Luis Vargas trying to match him here. Well, the top of the order due up for Charleston, starting with the man who's got the only hit for the River Dogs, and Ryan Spikes. Spikes was doubled off back in the first inning on a ground ball off the bat of Willie Vasquez. First pitch to Spikes, runs inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Spikes on 2 strike pitch, single to left. Got a right pass to diving effort of Cal Conley. That's been a nice fit at the top of the order for Blake Butera's club, a team that is currently 26 games over 500. 1-0 pitch is hammered to left. Parker charges in. He'll reach out and make the catch. Another one hit on the screws, but Spikes left it up just long enough for Parker to track it down near the line. And there's one gone. Vargas has now retired 9 in a row. Here's Carson Williams now. Vargas struck him out on 5 pitches back in the opening inning. Batting from the right side, Vargas rocks back and deals the pitch. A swing and a foul that got off the hand of Victor DeHoyos. Was shaking that a little bit, but he says he's good. Just like his counterpart, Vargas throwing very efficient here. 41 pitches with 10 outs recorded. 0-1 pitch is low. 1-1. Those two guys on identical paces so far. Goss is set to pitch the fifth. It'll be the first time he's done that this year. Bullpen quiet for Charleston. 1-1. Williams fires it foul into the first row of seats. Down the left field side. Look out. Well, there's an opening in that netting, so you got to be quick. Nobody hurt, though. Someone played the ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Carson Williams. Vargas kicks and throws. And a ground ball to third. On 2 hops, it's picked up by Geraldo Quintero. And he'll take his time and throw out Williams. 2 up and 2 down here in the bottom of the fourth. Hard hit ground ball, but right at Geraldo Quintero. Didn't even have to move. And now it's Willie Vasquez with the bases empty. Certainly the best way to face this guy. The way he's been swinging the bat this week. 2 outs and the bases empty. First pitch, a tapper back to the mound on 1 hop. Vargas has it, underhand flip to first. And that is a 3-up, 3-down inning again for Luis Vargas. He has retired 11 in a row. And we are going to the fifth. Scoreless here from Charleston on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Not even an hour old here from Charleston. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Scoreless game. Each team has just one hit apiece. Connor Blair is going to hit for the first time in this game. He is in for Stephen Pollini, who was ejected back in the second. So Blair will bat for the first time and serve as the DH for the rest of the game. It was a question we asked back then, and we don't get an answer until now. That DH, of course, doesn't have to play the field, so we saw no one ever go out there. So Blair leads it off against Goss. First pitch is ground to short. Carson Williams is there. Plenty of time, and he'll throw out Blair. One pitch and one out here in the fifth. 6-3 on that put out. Goss has allowed just two base runners in this game so far after a one-out walk to Cal Conley. Really settled in, and he retired 9 in a row. And now Braulio Vasquez to the plate with one gone here in the fifth. First pitch, he takes all the way. It's a strike. Got a slider from Goss, 0-1. Kind of dropped that bat hit right away. Looked like he wasn't going to go after it. 0-1 shows bunt. Pushes it towards third. Going to be a tough play. Scooped up by PA. Throw to first. Did not get him. An infield hit for Braulio Vasquez on a bunt. Perfectly placed down the third baseline. That's a great play over there by Alejandro PA. Did everything he could. Got there fast. Put a good throw on. But Vasquez just too fast. That's the second hit today for Augusta. One out base runner. And it will be Victor De Hoyos. J.J. Goss now has a new season best in terms of longevity. 4 1/3 for him after that first out of Pollini. As time is called. Not sure for what reason. Now we're good. Little equipment malfunction, I think, between Vasquez. Vasquez and Seymour actually chatting about something. I think they're having a slight argument over there, actually. Umpires broke it up. First pitch to De Hoyos, up and in. He limbles underneath it. Rushed him in with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. They're still talking over there. Bobby Seymour's in. I think it's a slight argument over there. Talking about that bunt, I think Seymour's taking a little exception to it. 1-0 pitch. De Hoyos got jammed and flies it to the left. Backing up a little bit is Allen. He'll have room as he makes the catch. Hit it well, but just a little in on his hands. And there are two gone now in the inning. It's interesting that is what they're arguing out over there. They typically say an unwritten rule in baseball is no bunting when you got a no-hitter going, but there's already been a hit in this game. And if you're Augusta, I mean, this is a team that has lost 9 in a row. You're going to do anything you can to win a game here. Whether it means laying one down, trying to beat it out. Vasquez, a perfect man for it. Throw over to first. Close play. Vasquez dove just in. Seymour thought he had him, and I think he wishes he had him, considering what's going on over there. Nothing vicious. I think it's just a little jaw. And Miles Schroeder, coaching over at first, has gotten in on it a little bit as well. I think they've settled whatever they were disputing over there. Eliezel Stevens, the batter, in a scoreless game in the fifth. There goes Vasquez. Pitches up and out. Throw down to second. He has gone line, but it is not in time. Vasquez shows off the wheels again. He steals second. Perfect throw by the catcher, Nathan Perry. Tag was instantaneous by Carson Williams, and Vasquez able to slide through it, hold the bag, and he's at second base. Second swipe today for the Green Jackets. Cal Conley had one of the first, and now Braulio Vasquez picks one up. in scoring position for Stevens. 1-0 the count to the lefty. The pitch from Goss. A swing and a miss. Big cut by Stevens. Fouled that into the mitt of Perry. 1-1. Action is now up in the bullpen for Charleston. A right-hander's getting loose down there. As Goss looks to work through five innings for the first time this season with the River Dogs. 1-1 is up and away. 2-1 the count. Stevens, a base hit could give Augusta on the board as some clouds start to cover the Joe here a little bit. Something we're watching here. 2-1 pitch. Stevens shoots one through the right side. That's a base hit. They wave around Vasquez. Monsueta's got a big arm. Here comes the throw. It's going to be late, and Augusta's got a 1-0 lead. Eliezel Stevens, a rocket through the right side, pass to diving Ryan Spikes, and the Green Jackets strike first here in the fifth. And that is where that stolen base from Braulio Vasquez really comes into play. He was able to score on that base hit by Stevens. Great throw by Monsueta. He's already thrown out one at home this series. Not there, though. Vasquez able to get the hand in there after a bunt hit, and the small ball pays off. And Stevens continues to have an impact. Second hit of the inning. Green Jackets 1, River Dogs nothing here in the top of the fifth. Now Geraldo Quintero, first pitch up and out. 1-0 to the leadoff man. Quintero batting in that leadoff role today with Caleb Durbin getting the night off. One ball, no strikes. Goss from the stretch, the pitch. A bouncing ball foul. One ball, one strike. Green Jacket Stars have really thrown the ball well this week, and even going back to last week as well, it's just been the bullpen that has taken a little bit of a beating. Both grand slams in this series hit by Charleston have come against the bullpen arms for Augusta. Throw over to first, and backstanding is Stevens. Didn't have much of a lead over there. Now James Acuna allowed the grand slam yesterday to Willie Vasquez. It was Miguel Pena who gave it up in Monday's game. Both those grand slams gave Charleston the lead when they were trailing all night. Break-even pitch. A swing and a fly ball foul as Quintero sprays it to the left side. 1-2. Augusta's grabbed some early leads, and they just have not been able to hold them, and that's been something Nestor Perez has told me, that he doesn't think during this losing streak they've played bad. It's just been some missed opportunities. They haven't changed anything from what's worked for them this year. And they throw over to first again. Stevens backstanding. But they really haven't changed anything. It's just kind of the ebbs and flows and the bad luck of baseball. They have lost 6 one-run games in this 9-game stretch where they have not won. 1-2. Quintero swings and misses. Buried one in the dirt. And it's a strikeout for J.J. Goss. Gets Quintero for his sixth strikeout, but Augusta takes the lead on a two-out RBI single by Eliezel Stevens. Halfway home from Charleston, Green Jackets 1. River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets on top once again. This is the third time this week they have scored first. This time it comes in the fifth inning. Luis Vargas with 45 pitches under his belt through four innings has a 1-0 lead. Middle third comes up for Charleston. Nick Schnell, first pitch way out in front of a changeup from Luis. 0-1. He's faced the minimum so far through four. 0-1 pitch, a check swing. They ask at first. He went, says Chris Jenke. And Vargas now up 0-2. Struck on Schnell, back on three pitches in the second inning, trying to do it here in the fifth. Schnell going to take an extra second, steps out, now back in. 10 on the pitch timer. Here comes Luis Vargas. And he got a foul ball off the mask of Victor De Hoyos. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez checks on him right away. De Hoyos says he's good. Has that old-fashioned catcher's mask on. You see about 50-50. Adam Zabrowski wears the hockey mask, which is more protective but harder to take off. You lose a little vision. More flexibility with the old-fashioned one with the little helmet you put on backwards, and then you put the catcher's mask on top of it, the old-fashioned one. 0-2 pitch is popped up. Foul territory, third base side near the dugout. De Hoyos at the railing, but he's out of room. Bounces on top of the dugout, 0-2. But most catchers will tell you they prefer the old-fashioned mask like De Hoyos wears because it's easier to take it off. You can see a little better. But the main downside, just not as protective, and you can see there it's going to rattle your cage a little bit more when it hits you on the face mask. Of course, it's not going to hurt altogether when you have it protecting you like that, but not going to hurt as much as De Hoyos, I think, is shaken up a little bit. Green Jackets are down one player tonight. Stephen Pelini was ejected from this game, so only two on the bench currently. 0-2 pitch is low. Try to change up. Schnell with a hold back on it. 1-2. And it's about 50-50. Some prefer the more protection. Some prefer the easiness to see and rip it off when you got to throw it or go chase a baseball. 1-2 pitch, a big bouncer foul down the first base side. It'll hop into the first few rows of seats. Still 1-2 to the cleanup batter for Charleston. He comes in as one of the five strikeout victims for Luis Vargas. Picked him up ball in his first time through the order. 1-2, and down he goes. Pulled the string again as he swings through a changeup and make it six strikeouts for Luis Vargas. Second one of Schnell. Now comes Bobby Seymour. Seymour also struck out against Vargas. He got him on four pitches. That was the longest at-bat of the night for Luis against any Charleston hitter. That one lasted six pitches. First pitch is a strike to Bobby Seymour. And it's 0-1. That'll do it for you when you've thrown just under 50 pitches. And 4 1/3 now. 0-1, Seymour takes a strike. Dot of the hour, the changeup on the outside part to the big lefty. And 0-2. Got a pull shift on for Seymour. Third base side is wide open. Geraldo Quintero is playing shortstop with Cal Colley nearly directly behind the bag. You have to stay just to the shortstop side of it. They do outlaw the shift to a certain extent here in minor league baseball. 0-2 pitch, yanked foul on the first base side. Stays 0-2. Something you might see more of the major league go to as well. They're talking about moving out of the shift at the major league level as well. It's almost a certainty the pitch clock will make its way there next year. 0-2 pitch. He struck him out again. High cheese at 94 from Vargas, and he is on a roll tonight. Best we've seen Luis Vargas throw the ball this year. He has been on fire going back to his last month of games. But this has been tops on the list so far. Two outs now for O'Neill Montueta. One nothing Augusta here in the fifth inning. First pitch to Montueta, half swing. It's good for a strike anyway. About letter high on the outside part, 0-1. Vargas working very quickly. 0-1 is high, and it's 1-1. Vargas also struck out Montueta. He struck out the side in the second inning. As Vargas looks in, 1-1 pitch is a strike right at the knees. Put it right on the outside part with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Looking to strike out the middle third and the side once again. He comes back and he missed low and in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. No strikeouts this year for Vargas is 9. Did that against Kannapolis back on June the 1st. One of his 2 6-inning starts. 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Vargas strikes out the side in the 5th. The middle third of the order has all gone down on strikes for the second time, and we are through 5 innings. Here from Charleston, Green Jackets 1, River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Sixth, about an hour old into this game. Green Jackets have a 1-0 lead, though, as Cal Conley leads it off against a new pitcher in Johnny Cuevas. First pitch from the right-hander is up and away. Cuevas from the College of Southern Nevada making his 9th appearance of the year. That's been a nice little find for this Charleston bullpen as the 1-0 pitch is outside again. Missed with a changeup, 2 balls, no strikes. 9th appearance, 18 strikeouts in just over 25 innings. He owns a 2-0 record. One of those victories was at Augusta. The 2-0 pitch outside once more. 3-0. Augusta leads it 1-0 here in the top of the 6th. The 3-2/3 scoreless at SRP Park back on June the 19th. And help the River Dogs get out of SRP Park with a split. As that one just missed the outside corner. 4 pitches all outside. Conley works the walk. Leadoff man is on here in the 6th. Second free ride offered to Cal Conley in this game as Brandel Mesquita comes up. See if the Green Jackets can get some good swings on Cuevas. J.J. Goss, the starter who maybe had his best start of his young career, is done in this game after 5 innings, although he's currently on the hook for the loss. First pitch to Mesquita, slider misses way outside. 5 straight balls upon the entry of Johnny Cuevas. And now out to the mound comes Nathan Perry to talk with him, the catcher. Just looking to settle things down. Final line today for Goss. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. Struck out a career-high 7 with 1 walk. However, as mentioned, exits this one down 1-0. He'd be the pitcher of decision right now for the Charleston River Dogs. The Green Jackets have lost a 7-run lead and a 4-run lead in this series. 1 run, you'd figure, probably not enough, although Luis Vargas is throwing A-plus right now on the mound. 1-0 inside, that nearly hit Mesquita. Rushed in the heater at 92, 2-0. Cuevas still looking for the strike zone. Conley's got a 2-step lead off the bag. Cuevas from the stretch. Deals the 2-0, and it's inside again, 3-0. All of his misses have been to the left side of the plate. In essence, outside to Conley, inside to Mesquita. From my vantage point. Throw over to first. Conley back standing. Doesn't have much of a lead. Probably not going to run considering Cuevas hasn't really thrown much of a strike so far. Don't want to maybe help him out here. Has a 1-step lead. He's probably not running. Mesquita not going to swing, but he takes a strike this time. First one thrown by Cuevas. Put me over fastball at 90 miles an hour. 3-1. It's Brando Mesquita, who is 0 for 2, lined out twice in this game. 3-1 is inside. He lost him. It's a walk to Mesquita. Consecutive free passes issued up by Johnny Cuevas. And Augusta's in some business here in the sixth. I don't like to play meteorologist during broadcast, but saw some members of the grounds crew go near the tarp area around the third base side. We expected some showers in this neighborhood. Nothing yet, but we're keeping an eye on it, though. We're in that sixth inning, however. First pitch to Brandon Parker misses away. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets trying to snap their way out of a 9-game losing streak. Their longest recently was 11. That was back in 2018. They still got a little cushion from that, but trying to end it before it hits double figures. 1-0 pitch is blasted to deep left field. Going back, Allen, warning track, and she's gone! A 3-run homer for Brandon Parker, and Augusta's lead is 4-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Just the charge the Green Jackets needed. Fifth homer for Parker, and it brings home 3 as they get them all off Cuevas. 2 walks haunts the reliever for Charleston, just like that, in Augusta up 4-0. And the home run scarf for Brandon Parker as Makai Baxton puts it on him. And out comes R.C. Lichtenstein. And some big-time energy in that Green Jacket dugout. Everything going their way right now. Offense now coming alive in the last couple innings. Luis Vargas, the starter, is throwing as well as anyone has this year for Augusta. He's giving up just one hit and has faced the minimum through 5. And now Brandon Parker, who has been the emerging power bat in this order, goes yard for 3 here in the top of the sixth inning. This is a team that has remained relatively positive, and talking with Nestor Perez before the game today, and that was really the one thing he said to me and mentioned already. This is a team that really hasn't changed much. They still feel like they're playing good baseball. It's just every time they're holding a slim lead, now there's a small window for their opponent as the first pitch to Morton is inside for a ball. But anytime there's that small window where your opponent can maybe come up with something big, they've done it almost every single time, and it's been especially true in this series. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Morton, 1-1. Prime example would be yesterday in the fifth inning for Charleston. They had just one hit in that inning, but it was a grand slam. 1-1 pitch, Morton fouls from the right side behind a sinker from Cuevas. It's 1-2. As Morton's down the count, nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Augusta 4, Charleston nothing. 1-2 pitch, a liner up the middle, base hit for Caden Morton. 0-2 pitch, he hung a fastball right down the middle, and Morton barreled it up where it came from. 4 straight have reached against Cuevas to start the sixth inning. And now Connor Blair comes up, trying to make it 5 straight Green Jackets. 2 walks, a homer, and now a single. Cuevas from the stretch. He's thrown 15 pitches, no out so far. First pitch to Blair is ruled foul down the third base side. 0-1. He can never have enough, I'll tell you that much. We've learned that this week, folks. Looking down that dugout right now, a lot of smiles right now. And everything going right, but it's always been just one inning for Charleston that's been the difference for him, really, in the last 3 nights here. 0-1 pitch is high, 1-1. That Parker home run, also the first of the series for Augusta. 62nd on the season now. A team that is top 5 in the league in OPS. Extra base hits have been aplenty. Not so much in this series, however. Throw over to first. Morton dives back in on a quick throw by Cuevas, and Morton able to get back. One ball and a strike to Connor Blair, batting for the second time. And for Stephen Pellini, who was again ejected in this game back in the second. Morton restraps on the oven mitt on his right hand. 1-1 pitch is inside, nearly caught the sleeve. 2 balls and a strike. 18 pitches for Cuevas, only 6 strikes. One of them was the home run ball to Brandon Parker. 2 balls, 1 strike. Cuevas, long look and deals. Blair had a big cup, but he missed. Two balls and two strikes. Cuevas hunts in the double play ball here. That's what he would love more than anything. Trying to wipe out that hit by Morton. Ball two, strike two. Cuevas looks in deeply, throws over to first again. Low throws picked up by Bobby Seymour. And now Morton is going to go get the glue stick and sticky up the bottom of that bat a little bit. Always want to make sure you have proper grip on it. Some guys use the glue stick, the pine tar to sticky it up. Some guys have the old-fashioned grip on it. These bats are fully customizable, the way you do it to your liking. And now a time called on the base pass. We're good to go. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Blair lines one down the left field side. This is a foul ball just into the seats. Not a whole lot of foul territory down there. If it drops, it's going to be a fair ball. You maybe have a foot, if that, down the left field side once you get deep into it. It drops, it's probably gone. Still a two ball, two strike count to Connor Blair. This next pitch will be the sixth of the at-bat. There goes Morton. The pitch is down and away, and it's going to be an easy stolen base for Caden Morton as it was bobbled by Perry. He's into second base. Third swipe tonight for the Green Jackets. Conley, Vasquez, and now Morton. Full boat now to Connor Blair. Pitch number seven from Cuevas. Here comes. And he missed way outside. Not close. And Blair is on. Long battle for Cuevas. Unable to get him. So now two on. Still nobody out. And the batter is going to be Braulio Vasquez. Why not pile on the runs here? Righty on righty, Morton and Blair get their leads. First pitch is sprayed foul. Vasquez just behind a fastball. Nothing in one of the Green Jacket first baseman. Check the second. Nobody holding on. Morton, the 0-1, is down and away. And Cuevas has lost control of that strike zone. 24 pitches, only 9 have been strikes, and now action has to begin in the Charleston bullpen. 3 runs already on the board this inning. Why not add a whole lot more to it? First and second, nobody out. 1-1 is outside again. 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuevas in a heap of trouble out there. There is action now in the bullpen for Charleston, as mentioned, but it just got started, so you figure here. Cuevas at least has one more batter unless the arm down there is a quick worker. Last thing you want to do is bring somebody in too early. Ball two and strike one to Braulio Vasquez. The pitch to him is lined up the middle. That's a base hit. Morton going to get the wave around. He's going to score as it's bobbled out there by Schnell. The second goes Blair. Throw goes the second with nobody covering, and Vasquez will take it. Likely going to be an RBI single with an error on Schnell as he bobbled it up the middle. Nonetheless, an RBI, and it's 5-0 Green Jackets here in the sixth. Still nobody out. They are pouring it on Johnny Cuevas here. He still has not been able to retire everyone. The first six have reached. And now it's second and third for Victor De Hoyos. Best inning of the series for the Green Jackets. They've got 4 runs with possibly more to come. Cuevas to De Hoyos. He shoots one to right. A jumping snag by De Hoyos. He dropped it. Race to first base. And it is in time to get De Hoyos. Nobody else moved up. Kind of a strange play. De Hoyos not running right away. He thought that was going to get caught. Certainly can't blame him. Bobby Seymour got up there. Popped in and out of his glove. Never had it fully. But in a bang-bang race to first, Cuevas just beat De Hoyos. That would have been a spectacular play if Seymour came down with it. Looked like one that could have gone either way at first. That is the first out, however. Nearly two more runs scored on that play. Got Blair at third, Vasquez at second, Eliezel Stevens now. First pitch to Eliezel in the dirt, blocked by Perry. 1-0 the count to the nine hitter, who had the first run producing hit of this game just an inning ago. Luis Vargas is running down to the bullpen for the Green Jackets. He's been in the dugout for a while, going to try and get that arm back loose. Green Jackets have now spotted him, at least for now, a five-run lead. Cuevas, 1-0 pitch. Stevens rolls one through the right side. That's a hit. Blair's coming in. Vasquez will be holed up. Big throwing arm by Montueta. Throw gets away, and this one will not advance anybody. Cuevas was there to back it up. He was in the neighborhood. Blair scores. It's 6-0. Stevens has a second RBI, and it's a 6-0 lead. Nestor Perez has seen that arm from Montueta. Nearly got Vasquez the first time he scored. This time he plays it conservative. Holds him up there. But consecutive innings where Stevens has an RBI single, and it's five runs here in the inning. And now it's Geraldo Quintero with runners on the corners. Green Jackets have batted around here in inning number six. The hits now are coming in scoring position. This is something that has really plagued the Green Jackets throughout the week here. 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position, including a couple hits in this frame. Stevens, Vasquez have been a part of this lead, reaching 6-0. Of course, the home run by Brandon Parker. First pitch to Quintero, missed outside, 1-0. I would imagine this is probably the last batter for Cuevas. That was his 30th pitch. And get through the inning with a double play. A 1-0. Quintero takes one outside. Two balls and no strikes. Vasquez at third. Stevens at first. Cuevas still struggling to throw strikes. 2-0 is down and in. Three balls and no strikes with Cal Conley waiting to bat next. Would be his second time. And you figure probably the last batter here for Johnny Cuevas. 3-0, right down the heart. Put over a fastball to get back in at 3-1. He's also a double play ball from getting out of this inning. Everything has either missed the zone or been hit hard. 3-1, it's in the dirt. Five pitch walk, bases are loaded for Cal Conley. And I think Blake Butera is on the doorstep. He's probably gonna go get Cuevas here and looks over to his bullpen. Is he ready? And the answer appears to be yes, taking his time to give him a few extra tosses. But Cuevas is coming out of the game. He's faced nine. He has walked four. And he's given up four hits as well. And Cuevas is going to be done as the Green Jackets have blown this open of sorts here in the sixth inning, up 6-0. Cuevas is done after just one out. New pitcher coming in. It's Sandy Gaston from the bullpen. For Charleston, we'll set up in just a second. Green Jackets up 6-0, and he's still going. They're loaded with one out here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Maximum Refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bases full of Green Jackets. Sixth inning still going as Sandy Gaston enters. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs nothing. They're loaded with one out for Cal Conley, who's batting for the second time in the inning. Started this inning with a walk, score on the home run by Brandon Parker. First pitch to Conley from Gaston. It's a strike at 96 from the flamethrower. Nothing to one. Green Jackets have now batted around for the 13th time this year. And as many as you can, five have already scored. Infield's back looking for the double play. 0-1 pitch, strike two. That slider that's really coming along for Gaston pins it right on the outside corner. Conley down 0-2. All the runners out there belong to Johnny Cuevas. Again, five have scored. Could be possibly eight if they all three come around. Got a good hitter at the plate in Cal Conley. 0-2 pitch. Cal popped it back foul. That'll reach the seating area. Count stays at nothing and two to Conley. Trying to plug a gap, maybe even hit one over the wall. He's got 10 home runs this year, leads the Green Jackets. The 0-2 pitch is up and out. Tried a backdoor slider, but missed significantly. 1-2. Abraulio Vasquez at third. Eliezel Stevens at second. He's got two RBIs tonight on two hits. Gerardo Quintero on for the first time after his walk. 1-2. A swing and a foul in and out of the mid appear as it goes to the backstop. Stays 1-2. Every Green Jacket has reached the sitting. Victor DeJoyo is the lone man who has not. But he almost did. Just got thrown out on a close play at first. Otherwise, that is the only out of this inning. Ball one, strike two. Gaston, a deep look in the pitch. A swing and a pop-up foul again. Went upstairs to get a fastball at 97 as he threw the bat head at it. Stays at a ball and two strikes. And Luis Vargas had a lot of time to sit and watch here. He's not certainly upset by it by any means. Like you can see, maybe throw a few tosses in the pen before he comes back out. He's sitting there standing now. A 1-2 pitch. Conley swings and misses. Gaston struck him out with a slider. Left one up, but unable to time it. And that's the second out. Two gone now for Brandon Mesquita. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs nothing. Gaston strikes out Conley after 7 pitches. Mesquita also walked to start this inning. Got a big RBI opportunity for the up-and-coming prospect. First pitch is inside. Backed him out a little bit. Fastball slider almost exclusively for Gaston. That slider's been the key pitch. He's very comfortable with it now compared to where he was at the start of the year. 1-0. Mesquita had a big cut, but he missed. 96 on the gas from Gaston. The ball and a strike. Mesquita has 40 RBIs on the year. Him, Cal Conley, and Caleb Durbin are all over that 40 RBI plateau. One ball, one strike. A break-even pitch is on the outside corner at 96. 1-2 the count. Mesquita currently 3 RBIs back at Durbin, who leads the team. Send one over the wall here. You got a new club leader. Ball one, strike two. Here comes Sandy Gaston. And he missed down away. Here comes Vasquez as it bounces right back to Perry. Now Vasquez in a rundown. Gets it thrown to third. He'll fall down and be tagged out. Unbelievable tough luck there for Augusta as Vasquez, who normally is going to score on that, had a tough bounce right back to the catcher. Perry collected it right near home, turned around, and chased down Vasquez to catch him in a pickle. That ends the inning, but the Green Jackets do score 5 and lead it 6-0 now as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Top of the sixth for Augusta. They now lead 6-0 with Luis Vargas spinning the jam so far for the Green Jackets. He'll face Nathan Perry. He's faced the minimum through five. Faces the left-hander. First pitch to the catcher's inside, and it's 1-0. Sandy Gaston limits the damage for Charleston. Got the final two outs and had the Bears bases loaded. Nobody scored. 1-0 fastball cut through and misses. He put it up in the zone. One ball, one strike, five runs on four hits, a couple left stranded. Break even pitch, a tapper foul off the front leg of Nathan Perry, 1-2. Also four walks in that inning. All the damage comes against Johnny Cuevas, responsible for everything that happened. And now Luis Vargas, who comes in with a 6-0 lead. He's only given up the one hit tonight, which he doubled off back in the first. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a liner to left side. This one will twist its way into the seats. A little off the end. Still a one ball, two strikes count to Nathan Perry, who flew out to Caden Morton last time up in the third. Vargas has struck out seven tonight with no walks. Looking for consecutive quality starts. 1-2 pitch. Half swing. He could not hold up. Got him to go after a high fastball, and Luis Vargas has struck out four consecutive batters. Another good offensive nine-plus pitching dominance from Vargas. And what is turning into one of the best starts of the year by a Green Jacket hurler. J.J. Negro has authored quite a bit of those, but now Vargas joining his company. First pitch to Logan Allen's a little outside with a fastball, 1-0. And Vargas had a quality start last week against Columbia, however, took a loss against the Fireflies. 1-0 pitch, just missed the inside corner. It's 2-0. Through six innings in that game, gave up three runs, two earned, seven hits. Struck out seven with no walks. 2-0 is right on the outside corner. Comes back with a fastball, 2-1. That's really been the key for Vargas, not walking anybody. That command has been very good as of late. 2-1 is up and out, 3-1. Did have four walks in Fayetteville back on June the 25th. Picked up a no decision in that game. That was another good start for him. 3-1, a swing and a fly ball foul. Big cut by Allen, count is full. And Vargas has turned into quietly one of the most consistent arms in the rotation. Count is full to Allen. Pitch number 71 coming up for Luis. He pitches, and he missed high. That'll be his first walk. Able to lay off one, and there's a one-out base runner for Charleston. Their first base runner since the first inning. ends a run of 15 consecutive retired. Going back to that opening frame. And now it's Alejandro Pie. First pitch. Pie takes one inside. And out comes De Hoyos. And again, you wonder more than anything here that Vargas, with the long break in between that last half inning, you love all the runs being put up on the board, but a lot of rest out there for a guy who has really been moving up and down through this order. They got a strong crowd that's itching to get back into this game. They trail 6-0, but Augusta has been down this road before this week. Nothing is safe here. 1-0 pitch. P.E. takes another inside. 2-0 to the third baseman making his debut here today. 2-0 pitch. P.A. broken bat liner towards short. Conley will play this on a hop. He kicks it to Vargas. He'll fire to second and they won't get him. A late jump by Allen. Had to make sure that one wasn't caught. Conley tried to play the in-between but kicked it in front of him. Right to Vargas, who just could not get to Stevens that time covering second. We'll see how that is scored. That is likely going to be a hit from the first look at it. And they nearly still got a force at second base. P.A. has his first hit, it looks like, for now. But now first and second with one out for Ryan Spikes. That one was nearly caught. Conley would have had at least an out somewhere if he scoops that clean. First pitch to Spikes is up and out, 1-0. And you can't fault Allen for running late on that. You have no idea whether that's going to get caught or not. They have given that a hit. Second tonight for Charleston. The pitch to Ryan Spikes tied him up. Put him in a straightjacket with an inside changeup. 1-1 the count. Prior to PA's hit right there. The only man who had a hit earlier was the man at the plate. And Ryan Spikes, that was in the first inning with two strikes. Break-even pitch. Way outside, snagged by De Hoyos. Two balls and a strike. Vargas looking for a double play to get through this inning. The 2-1 pitch is inside. Three balls and a strike now to Ryan Spikes. Juan Mateo is up in the bullpen. Actually, check that. Tyler Owens is up in the bullpen. He's likely coming in next for Vargas. You'd like to see that in the seventh. This will be pitch number 79. Most adversity Vargas has faced in a given inning tonight. 3-1. Spikes had a big cut, but he missed. Fastball right down the middle. And the count is full. Carson Williams on deck. Charleston perhaps on the verge of loading the bases once again. 3-2 pitch. He struck him out. A foul tip caught by De Hoyos. He's pumped up. So is Luis Vargas, and there are two away. And now it's Carson Williams. That was an out Vargas and the Green Jackets needed, and they felt every bit of that one. And now Carson Williams, who is 0-2. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch from Vargas. He's up on Williams. Carson had an infield hit yesterday. That's his only hit of the series. He did score, though, three times yesterday. And what has been a tough run at the plate for the youngster. 0-1. A swing and a high fly, but foul. Gave that one a hefty ride, but it's way out of the ballpark. Plenty of distance, but not a whole lot of accuracy. 0-2. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 0. Bottom of the sixth inning. 0-2 pitch. A hot shot towards short. It's in the left field. A base hit. They're going to send home the runner. Here comes the throw from Parker. It will roll its way to home. And in to score is Logan Allen at 6-1. Charleston not going anywhere, folks. Williams sends a missile right past Cal Conley. And the deficit is now 5. Mike Steed will pop out of the dugout for the Green Jackets to talk with Vargas. Alejandro Pie only moves up to second. Parker's throw was online, just not enough on it as Allen was moving pretty well back towards home. The Green Jackets hoping to avoid more deja vu here. Again, they led 7-0 at one point back in Monday's contest. Lost it 11-10. A 10-run seventh inning, the main source of it. Had a 4-0 lead yesterday. That vanished in one inning as well. And a guy who has caused a lot of disruption to the Green Jacket pitchers is coming up here in Willy Vasquez. He's the one who hit the grand slam in yesterday's game in the fifth. 6-1 game, but Charleston once again the spot where they are one swing away from getting back in it. Green Jackets scored 5 times in the top of this inning, just one on the board so far here in the bottom half. First pitch to Vasquez is a little low. Owens looks just about ready to go. The question is, if Vargas does not get Vasquez here, does he get another batter, which would be Nick Schnell? Owens set to come in. Vargas trying to muscle his way through 6 innings to earn a quality start. 1-0 pitch outside. 2 balls, no strikes. River Dogs looking to provide another big inning. They've got a man who can make it happen. 2-0. Vasquez, a monster cut and a miss. He wanted to send that one into the ocean, which is not too far away from the stadium. 2 balls, 1 strike to the DH. Here comes Vargas. And he missed in the dirt. De Hoyos keeps it in front. 3-1. Vargas now trying to battle back. Seeing some signs of fatigue out there. Still in a good spot overall. It needs just one more out. But Charleston, if they can come up with a home run of their own, they are within arm's length. Here's the 3-1. A swing and a foul off the mitt of De Hoyos. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Willy Vasquez. PA and Williams will be in motion on the pitch. If they're able to get Vasquez here, you might see some emotion from Vargas. Doesn't show many, but this is a big pitch coming up to Willy Vasquez, the number three batter. 6-1 the score, 2 outs. Here's the 3-2 pitch and set it inside, move to second, trying to see if PA would jump off early. Stevens not covering the bag, though. 3 balls and 2 strikes. A look in by Vargas. De Hoyos puts up the target. The pitch is popped up. Foul. First base side. Vasquez charges after it, but it'll make its way towards the concourse. It'll bounce back into play. And we'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 7th pitch coming up to Willy Vasquez. It'll be the 91st pitch, a season high for Luis Vargas. And you can hear the crowd. They are loud. Vargas trying to put everything he's got into this pitch. 3-2, and he missed down and away. It's a walk for Luis Vargas. The bases are loaded for Nick Schnell. And a call to the bullpen is going to be made here. It will be Tyler Owens to face him as Nestor Perez will come out of the dugout. Almost the same identical spot as we have been in 2 of the previous 3 nights here. Bases are loaded. Green Jackets with a comfortable lead, but a power hitter coming up with the bullpen getting things going now for Augusta. 2 outs here in the 6th. Vargas is out. Threw a gem tonight, but now can Owens help him out? Bases loaded, 2 outs. Cleanup batter Nick Schnell coming up. We'll be back with the at-bat after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Tyler Owens enters in a huge spot here. Green Jackets lead 6-1, but with two outs here in the bottom of the inning, the bases are loaded for Nick Schnell. 18th appearance for Owens, 37-plus innings, 42 strikeouts, and an ERA just over 4.5. He has been outstanding as a reliever this year since moving to that role. He'll get Nick Schnell, who hit 3 home runs against the Green Jackets at SRP Park about 3 weeks ago. Those are all of his home runs this year at 17 driven in. And what has almost been an exact spot Augusta has found themselves in 2 of the 3 previous games here. Schnell is in from the left side. Owens going straight to the stretch. First pitch is a strike. Starts him with a slider. Wasn't looking for that. 0-1. Back on Monday with the bases loaded and Augusta up by 3. Miguel Pena entered first pitch to O'Neill Mansueto was a home run, a grand slam that put Charleston on top. 0-1 is down and in. Missed with a fastball at 96. 1-1. Yesterday, with Augusta up 4-2 in the fifth, James Acuna, second batter he faced, coming out of the bullpen, Willie Vasquez hit a grand slam to left center. And now Tyler Owens trying to slam the door on Charleston's best offensive opportunity tonight. Break-even pitch is low, 2-1. Green Jackets, if they can get the out here, go back to the dugout. Going into the seventh with a 5-run lead. Nick Schnell, a base hit of any sort of variety, keeps Charleston with some momentum and in this game. 2-1. A swing and a liner to left, right at Brandon Parker. He'll make the catch. Had to get back fast. He made the catch, and Tyler Owens escapes a mess. They finally get that big out. Owens gets Schnell. The scream one to left right at Parker. And we head to the seventh inning. One run does score, but Augusta maintains the majority of their lead. 6-1 Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Brendel Mosquito will lead things off here in the top of the seventh for Augusta. Lead is 6-1 as Brendel Mosquito will face Sandy Gaston, his first full inning on the mound. First pitch to him is inside for a ball. Tyler Owens gets the final out of the inning. A hard hit ball by Nick Schnell, but right at Brandon Parker. Helps Augusta get through the inning with just the one run scoring. 1-0 pitch, Benson back, missed inside, 2-0. It also caps off a fantastic night for Luis Vargas. 5 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, a career high 10 strikeouts with 1 walk. 2-0 is low. 3 balls, no strikes. So Vargas exits in a good spot to win this one, but Augusta nursing a 5-run lead, have 9 outs to get the snap, a 9-game losing streak. Very similar spot almost as Monday night. 3-0 is inside. Gaston walked him on 4 pitches. Got the first 2 guys out last inning when he came in a mess. Walks Mesquita here on 4 easy take pitches. Second straight inning where Mesquita has walked. And now it's Brandon Parker who has the best swing of the night for the Green Jackets at the 3-run homer last inning. It was a frame that lasted almost 40 minutes. Righty on righty, first pitch to Brandon Parker. Buckle his knees, it's a strike with a slider by Gaston. We were about an hour old into this game entering the sixth. It is almost 9 o'clock locally here. And it is now in the seventh. That inning alone almost took longer than the first 6 innings combined. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul off the mask of the catcher, Nathan Perry, 0-2. I should say the first 5 innings combined. No Welton, but a pitcher's duel to start. J.J. Goss against Luis Vargas, but the Green Jackets crack the code on the bullpen, and Johnny Cuevas got all the runs on him. Now it's Gaston. The 0-2. Parker takes one way high on a heater by Gaston, 1-2. Now Mesquita at first. Never a bad thing to tack on here. Ball 1 and strike 2. Gaston from the stretch. The pitch is a liner right center, falling fast. This one will get down. Picked up by Monsueta. Quick throw to second is high. Mesquita overran the bag, but Williams hopped off at the stop to throw. And Mesquita will get in there. One of those tough ones again. You had to make sure it got down first. And Monsueta's got a huge arm. It's a base hit for Parker. His 3rd of the night. And it's 1st and 2nd. Nobody out for Caden Morton. Green Jackets are out hitting Charleston tonight, 8-3. Another night where they are out hitting them by plenty. This time the hits are falling. First pitch Morton sees is a high and tight fastball that is caught by the catcher in Nathan Perry, but he got whacked on the backswing, I think around the side of the helmet. 0-1. Morton a single his last time up, looking for one here. Sent one into center field. Nothing in one. Gaston checks second. The pitch is way outside. Snagged by the catcher, Perry, 1-1. But really the way this season series has gone as of late for Augusta, they have hit the starters for Charleston and have been shut down by the bullpen. The inverse tonight. They did get one on J.J. Goss before he exited, but he threw the ball very well tonight. His best start of the year. 1-1 pitch inside right around his knuckles, and it's 2-1. Got 4 runs on 4 hits. That's 5 runs, I should, on 4 hits. 4 walks against Johnny Cuevas last inning before Gaston picked them up. A 2-1 offering. Orton takes a bender for a strike. Gaston goes back to the spinner. 2-2. If he commands that fastball a little bit more with that slider, Gaston has some life, possibly as a late-end reliever for this Rays organization, the way that's coming along for him. 2-2 is inside. That hit him around the shoulder blade. And Morton will wear a fastball at 96, and the bases are going to be loaded for Connor Blair. Has got Stone, a walk, a single, and a hit batter. And now Augusta can reopen this thing with Connor Blair coming up. Has now got Stone's walking the tightrope. Big scoring opportunity. Blair, who didn't originally start this game, looking to make something happen. Slight stoppage on the field. Not sure what for. I think they're waiting for the equipment for Arcata Morton to be put on fully. But the infield is going to move in for Charleston. They're down by five, so they can't really concede a run here if they can stop it. Going to have to go for the runner at home if they can get a shot at that. Maybe hope for a home-to-first double play. First pitch to Connor, a swing and a miss. Trying to golf a slider, 0-1. They're really trying to reignite the momentum in their favor. Had five runs, top of the sixth. Charleston had a huge opportunity in the next half. Only got the one run, but now Augusta trying to pull away. The 0-1 pitch. A liner down the left field line. Just foul by a few feet. Turned on it just a tad early. Otherwise, that was going to get home at least two. I said the count is nothing and two to Connor Blair. Plug went into the gap. You got a chance to clear him. Got great speed at all three bags. Mosqueda, Parker, and Morton. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball missed just a little low. One ball and two strikes. Infield remains in. Now they've moved back just a few steps. The 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gostone strikes him out. First out of the inning. Now it'll be Braulio Vasquez, who's quietly been one of the hottest hitters in this series for Augusta. Had three hits yesterday. Two hits and a run here today. Now looking to play a run producer. Got 12 RBIs on the year. You got three Green Jackets on the base pass with one out. Now the infield moves back. First pitch to Braulio. He tied him up. Came inside of the fastball. Nothing to one. Now in a spot, a double play could get the River Dogs out of the inning with nobody scoring. And again, just the way this series has played out through the first three games, it feels like something has to come home. Now they're going to move the infield halfway in for Charleston. 0-1. Vasquez waves and fouls it back. 0-2. But Gostone's a guy who can work his way in and out of trouble with his big strikeout stuff. That fastball velocity alone with the slight movement that it has is tough to catch. In addition to that slider, which is really starting to get a feel for. 0-2 is a call. Strike three, and he knew it. Slider right down the middle with some wicked spin to it, and Gostone has back-to-back K's here in the seventh inning. And now it's up to Victor De Hoyos to make something happen here. He's the only Green Jacket tonight who has not reached base, and man, would this be a time to change that? Green Jacket 6, River Dogs 1 here in the top of the 7th. Mosqueda still at 3rd, Parker at 2nd, Morton at 1st. Infield now backed up fully. First pitch to De Hoyos. He had a big cut. He swung and missed as that one hopped away from Perry, but not far enough for any runner to move up. Nothing in 1. De Hoyos has put the ball in play all three times. Just no results so far. His best opportunity was his last time up. Sent a rocket that was nearly caught by Bobby Seymour. Had a leap to knock it down. I was able to recover and throw him out at first. All part of the big sixth inning. 0-1. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep to left field. On the run is Allen in the corner. He'll have room, and he makes the catch. De Hoyos just missed the grand slam, and Augusta does not score with the bases loaded and nobody out. Two strikeouts and a high fly to left, and we stretch. Green Jackets still lead by 5, but miss an opportunity. It's 6-1 through 6.5 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets lose out on a big opportunity. Sandy Gaston gets himself out of trouble with back-to-back strikeouts and a near grand slam by Victor De Hoyos. Good news, Green Jackets lead 6-1. And now Tyler Owens will have his first full inning on the mound in relief of Luis Vargas, who spun a gem tonight for the Green Jackets. The bullpen led by Owens trying to earn him a victory tonight. That'll be Tyler Owens against Bobby Seymour. O'Neill Mansueta, Nathan Perry, the next two after him. First pitch to Seymour, good for a strike. Backdoor slider, no balls and a strike. Seymour tonight 0 for 2. Both of his strikeouts came against the starter, Luis Vargas. 0-1 pitch. Seymour, a swing and a foul off of De Hoyos. Count is nothing and two. Owens a spot here. If you can get as much as you can out of him, probably going to try and work it through the eighth inning, set the table for the ninth. Unless he's being ultra efficient, you might see him try and close this one out. The 0-2 pitch, a foul back into the wire. Remains nothing and two to Bobby Seymour. Owens does have one save this year. Certainly not unfamiliar territory for him. That save did come against Charleston. That was in relief of J.J. Necro in a shutout effort. 0-2, a liner foul back into the netting again. Stays no balls and two strikes. Another long battle. And this has really been the source of a lot of big innings when we've seen consecutive foul balls to extend counts. Working walks, get mistakes. Charleston has jumped on them. 0-2 pitch. A ground ball towards second. Stevens moves over into shallow right. He has it, and he'll throw over to first and get Seymour. Long battle won by Owens. He's got both batters he's faced so far. Got Snell the line out to end the top inning threat, or the last inning threat, I should say. Now Seymour grounds out the second. With a shift on, so plenty of opportunity for Stevens to set himself and throw him out. One away for O'Neill Mansueta. Mansueta has struck out twice tonight, facing Owens for the first time. First offering is right down the middle. Spins in a slider, 0-1. Got a crowd that's filled in nicely here tonight, and tonight that had rain forecasted in it. We have not seen any tonight. 0-1 pitch, Mansueta, a monster hack and a miss, 0-2. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 1. Augusta is out hitting Charleston. 8-3. One error for Charleston, nothing for Augusta. Owens quickly up on Mansueta, 0-2. Nathan Perry waits next for Charleston. The 0-2 pitch, and he missed upstairs. Big fastball at 97 from the 21-year-old. Guy who entered last year as a top prospect in the system, starting to regain that form. Ball one, strike two. Here's the pitch. And he got Tapper back towards the mound. Owens picks it up, sets his feet, makes the throw, and gets Montueta. Knew he had to rush it, but had some time to make sure he could get a good throw off. And he does. 1-3 on the put out. Two gone for Nathan Perry. Perry will dig in from the left side against Owens, looking for a perfect seventh. Every inning today for Charleston has been three batters except for the sixth. It can be 6-for-7 if Owens gets Perry here. First pitch is bounced foul. Down the first base side, 0-1. Got some finals today in the Carolina League. Doubleheader in Columbia. Pelicans won game one, 10-6. Fireflies game two, 5-3. Split that doubleheader. 2-2 that series through four games. 0-1 pitch is a strike again. Inside corner, 0-2. Fayetteville 7, Downey's 4, the first of a doubleheader there. No balls and two strikes. The pitch home is just off the outside corner. Great spot by Owens. Didn't get it, though. And we'll do it again. Game 2 in Fayetteville has been postponed, so the doubleheader game is rained out. Otherwise, everything else still going. 1-2 the count as time is called by Perry. Salem 3, Delmarva 2 in the 7th on the road. Fredericksburg 4, Lynchburg 1, bottom of the 8th. Annapolis shutting out Carolina 5-0 in the bottom half of 8. 1-2, down and out, 2-2. And Augusta currently 2-for-10, or 2-and-10 the second half, trying to get back to winning ways. The way everything has gone, feels like one you got to get here. Got 7 outs to get. 2-2. A swing and a foul off the minute. De Hoyos, who's upset with himself, didn't catch it. Not a skill play, though. You either catch that or you're done. There's nothing as a catcher you do to try and secure those tips. Stays 2-2. And when you get into these spots against a team like Charleston, who has rallied relentlessly in this series, everything becomes a lot more difficult. 2-2. A grounder up the middle. It's deflected by Owens. Punches it towards second. Stevens picks it up and throws him out. Slowed it down, but knocked it right in the direction of Eliezel Stevens. And that's a 3 ground ball out inning for Tyler Owens. And we are on to the 8th as he gets the side in order. 6-1 Augusta. The 8th is next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24-7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Tyler Owens gets 3 outs out on the ground, all in a row, and we are in the 8th inning as the Green Jackets lead 6-1. First time they've entered the 8th inning in this series with a lead. Despite some nice leads throughout the first 3 contests here, it'll be Eliezel Stevens who's having himself a nice night. 2-for-3, 2 singles, 2 RBIs. Yeah, Stevens bats from the left side against Sandy Gaston, who worked his way in and out of trouble with nothing scoring just an inning ago. First pitch to Stevens missed low as he overthrew a fastball. 1-0 the count as some action is set to begin. Antonio Menendez has a baseball for Charleston. He's just begun playing catch. Might have the ninth. Gaston trying to work through the eighth. 1-0. Stevens takes one up and out. 2-0. Left-hander having a nice impact. This is for Stevens just his fifth game, but he is now 7-for-13. Starting to find straight opportunity in that lineup. 2-0 pitch down the middle. 2-1. Took a little off that time at 94. Average velocity for Gaston. That cruising speed is around 96. Starting to lose little guys as he works in his second full inning. A 2-1 pitch. Stevens popped it up right behind home plate. Now towards the third baseline. Perry had a late jump on it. It'll be PA diving, and he cannot make the catch. Perry had a hard time finding it. He knew where the vicinity of the ball was, but he never could pick it up fully. PA was there. He was never comfortable, and he put up a late dive but couldn't make the catch, and Stevens will get extra life here. Now, what should have been out number one? Right near that third base side, had to move over a little bit. That is probably all for Stevens, or I should say for PA there, but he had a late jump over there and never got underneath. Two balls and two strikes. Gaston takes a breath and deals. And Stevens swings and misses. Late to a slider. Another strikeout for Gaston. That is his fourth in relief, and there is one away. Now back to the top of the order in Geraldo Quintero. Little shift out by the River Dogs. Shortstop position a bit open for Quintero. First pitch way high from Gaston. One ball, no strikes. Atlanta's having a good night against the Washington Nationals. Plenty of home runs for them in that game. They're up 8-2 currently, last check. Now Acuña hit a three-run bomb for Atlanta against Washington. 1-0 is up and away. Didn't miss by much, though. 2-0. Got a home run from Ronald Acuña. William Contreras has one. Dansby Swanson has also driven in one today for the Atlanta Braves. 2-0 pitch, pop back, foul out of play, 2-1. Some other scores in the minor league ranks. Pensacola, Mississippi tied at 1. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Rome all over Asheville, 10-2 in the seventh. 2-1 is outside, 3-1. Gwinnett won game one of a doubleheader against Charlotte in 7, 3-2. Game two, scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. At Cool Ray Field in Lawrenceville, Georgia, in Gwinnett County. 3-1. A bouncing ball foul into the dugout for Charleston. Up along that first base side, 3-2. Pitch number 44 coming up for Gaston in relief. That's been a little erratic, but he's found the zone when he's needed to. The 3-2 is down and in. That's a walk. As Quintero jumps out of the way, he'll take his base. And that's the second walk for Gaston. He's also hit a batter. And now it's Cal Conley. Top of the eighth inning here from Charleston. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 1. First five innings of this game flew by a little bit more slower pace in the last two plus. A lot of action offensively in the sixth. More action here in the eighth. Righty-lefty, first pitch to the switch hitting Conley is in there on the outside corner. Pumps one at 97 as that velocity's back now. Dog Chancer out. Nothing to one the count. Gaston set. Big lead for Quintero. He stays. The pitch is sprayed deep to left field. Moving over back near the corner is Allen, but it'll stay way out of play. 0-2. Consecutive heaters by Gaston. Bottom of the order due up in the eighth for Charleston with Augustin currently holding a five-run lead. Doing every bit they can to end a nine-game losing streak before it hits double figures. Something Augusta hasn't hit since 2018. Throw over to first. Quintero leaning a little bit, but the throw is way wide. Seymour will snag it, but Quintero's able to get back. Otherwise, he had a big lead out there and nearly had a tough time getting back. Now feeding two to Cal. One of the top run scoring men in the league. There goes Quintero. 0-2 pitches hit in the air to center. Quintero has to put the brakes on. As Schnell gets back there, he'll make the catch. And Quintero will retreat. Had a great jump, but Conley had to protect the two strikes. Two away now for Brandel Mesquita. Mesquita looking for his first hit. He's had a huge series here. Has reached a total now of 10 times in the last 2.5 games. Throw over to first, and Seymour not even paying attention. It sails right by him. Goes into shallow right, and Quintero will take second. Quintero had a big lead, but Seymour wasn't even looking for the baseball. Just sailed right by his head. And Quintero takes second on the throwing error by Sandy Gaston. It'll go as an error for the pitcher, but although you can very much argue, Seymour probably paying attention, catches that baseball. Probably not picking off Quintero. Wasn't one that led him towards the tag. But he'll take second. Now he's a base hit away from scoring. Righty on righty. First pitch to Brandel Mesquita is in the dirt. It'll hop in front of Perry, but he keeps it right in his grasp. 0-1. Mesquita is 4-for-11 in the series. He has drawn 6 walks to go along with his 4 hits. Did not have a hit on Monday. But all he's done the last few nights here is get on base. Oh and one the count. Quintero leads off a second. The pitch. A big swing and a miss. Mesquita late to one. 0-2. Gaston trying to strand another man out there. Green Jackets in this game so far have left 8 on the base pass. Only 3 for Charleston. They all came in the 6th when they left the bases loaded. 0-2 the count to Mesquita. Gaston, a stare down to second. The pitch is in the dirt. Perry gobbles it up. Swallows it and gives it right back to his pitcher. 1-2. Trying to add one more to that lead at the very least here in the 8th inning. Ball 1, strike 2. Gaston set. Looks to second and pitches. A swing and a miss. That crossed up swing by Mesquita. He strikes out. Inning ends on the K. Quintero gets left at second, but we move to the bottom of the 8th. Green Jackets still lead 6-1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Mitchell Speltz back with you from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. 6-1 Augusta here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tyler Owens is going to start this inning. Rob Griswold has just gotten up. He'll likely have the ninth. He has not pitched this week. The Green Jackets, you figure, are going to pull out all the stops to get out of this losing streak. First pitch coming to Logan Allen, the eighth hitter, is a tad low. From Owens, who has retired all four batters he's faced. Got the final out of the sixth. 1-2-3 in the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Allen had a big cut, but he missed. Missed a devastating slider from Tyler Owens. No strikeouts for Tyler, but he has been nearly as effective getting the ball on the ground. Break-even pitch. A swing and a foul as he reached across to foul one back and out of play. 1-2. As Owens looks for a fifth straight out here. The 1-2 is just inside. Missed with the big fastball at 96. 2-2 for the Florida native. Man who was about to go pitch for the Florida Gators in the SEC before the Braves picked him in the 13th round back in 2019. 2-2. Is low and the count fills up. Alejandro P.A. due next for Charleston. Ball three, strike two to the left fielder. And just a .197 on the year. The 3-2 is inside. He just missed. First base runner Owens has allowed as Allen takes a close ball four. Got a little clutch from, but just missed the inside part. One runner on for PA. And now Owens looking for a double play ball. Showed he can get that grounder. Had three of them in the last frame. Trying to start up a double play here. Augusta's already turned one tonight. First pitch way outside at 93. 1-0 to the nine hitter. Had a single part of that sixth inning where Charleston scored a run but was left off from scoring more. Left the bases loaded in that inning. 1-0. A swing and a miss. 1-1. Top of the order due next. A 1-1 pitch is inside. Didn't miss by a lot though. 2-1. Owens is coming right inside on Allen in PA, not missing by a ton. Never Dogs can stir up a thread here if they can get the 8-9 hitters up for the top. 2-1. PA grounds one towards third. Quintero has it, tunnels the second for one. Relay to first is going to be late, but they do get the force to wipe out the lead runner. Just wasn't hit hard enough. Quintero got the second as quickly as he could, and it was a good relay throw by Eliezel Stephens, but just a tad late for PA, who was moving pretty well. Fielder's choice for PA, top of the order now. And it's Ryan Spikes. No one's trying to get the grounder now from Spikes. First pitch to him is right in there. Starts him with a changeup, 0-1. Spikes, the former third rounder from last year. From Conyers, Georgia, Parkview High School. The 0-1. Spikes had a big cut, but he fouled it into the wire. No balls, 2-2. I've said it all week, this has been an active crowd here. Charleston has a great fan base. And they support a club that's done a lot of winning here, especially since they've become a Rays affiliate. The 0-2 is a call. Strike three. He locked him up with a slider. Spikes is still in there. I think he thinks that's strike two, but it is strike three. And he will depart from the batter's box. Owens rings the bell on Spikes. There are two away. Sitting fastball dropped in right down the middle. Spikes forgot that was strike three. Now maybe affect his approach there. Was not going to chase that one. Was maybe waiting on a fastball. Never got one. Two gone now for Carson Williams. Drove in the only run back in the sixth. First pitch is in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Willie Vasquez due next. Best case scenario is face him, the dangerous hitter, with nobody on, leading off the ninth, still up by at least five. One ball, no strikes. Owens from the stretch, the pitch. Williams taps it foul. Down the third base side as it'll be stopped by the Green Jacket dugout. Jordano Perez stopping the grounder up against the railing. One ball, one strike. Owens a deep look in the pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 94. One ball, two strikes. And situation that just feels a little bit more intensified when you consider the losing streak, the close calls. You're just counting down the outs here, trying to get out of this skid. The 1-2. He missed down and in. Tossed him a changeup, 2-2. Owens has favored that pitch a little bit more here in the eighth. A lot of fastball sliders, but now starting to mix in the off-speed. Ball two, strike two with two outs. Green Jackets up 6-1. The pitch is lined to left center. Base hit for Williams. Mosquito rushes over. He'll cut it off. He'll fire it in towards second. Williams is coming that way. He'll slide in safely with a double. Second and third. Two outs for Willie Vasquez. And the dangerous hitter will get a shot here. And it looks like they're going to bring in Rob Griswold to face him. Owens will be done just shy of 40 pitches after the two-out double by Williams. Allen does not score. He just makes it to third base. And now here comes Nestor Perez out of the dugout to bring in the side-winding Griswold to face Willie Vasquez and get the final four outs here. Good work by Owens, though. Griswold going to try and keep a couple inherited runners out there. Griswold enters. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 1. With two on and two outs here in the bottom of the eighth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on
you. Having a choice is awesome because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Rob Griswold takes the hill for Augusta. He relieves Tyler Owens. Augusta on top, 6-1. Griswold appeared for the 23rd time as the sidewinder from Milford, Connecticut. He's going to pitch for the 23rd time. This is not a safe situation, but very much feels like one. As Augusta needs four outs, up by five. Willie Vasquez coming to the plate. They're going to change the pace on him from hard-throwing Owens to a sidewinding Griswold. As Vasquez comes up with two outs and two in scoring position with Augusta holding a five-run lead. Augusta's never trailed, but they did not score until the fifth, broke the nothing-nothing tie. And an RBI single by Eliezel Stevens before they scored five in the sixth to go up 6-0. And Griswold will step off before he even throws a pitch. Crowd gets loud behind Vasquez. Righty on righty. First pitch to Vasquez is inside. Missed with a fastball. As they work Vasquez on the inner part. Vasquez 0-2. Did draw a walk last time up in the sixth. Was left on the base pass with them loaded in what could have been a big inning for the River Dogs. 1-0. A soft bouncer back towards the mound. Griswold has it. Fires on to first and they got him. Nobody scores. Griswold leaves them both out there. And we head to the ninth. Augusta holding the five-run lead still at 6-1 as we head to the final inning on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Final inning to play here from the Joe. Mitchell Speltz with you. Green Jackets in front 6-1. Antonio Menendez takes over for the Charleston River Dogs. He picked up a save on the 4th of July. He comes in here trying to keep the deficit at 5 runs for Charleston. As a sidewinder from Wake Forest, draft pick from last year, we'll get set to face Brandon Parker to start off the ninth. So glad to have you with us as we get your weekend started here from the Joe. Green Jackets trying to end the losing streak before it hits 10. Need three outs. They're up 5. Rob Griswold got the final out, stranding 2 in scoring position on the ground out by Willie Vasquez right back to the mound. Parker, Morton, and Blair do up this in against Menendez. First pitch from the sidewinder is laser to left, and this one's going to get down on a hop right in front of Logan Allen. It's a 4-hit game for Brandon Parker. 3 singles and a homer. Have yourself a night, young man. A career best 4 hits for Parker. Leadoff man on for Caden Morton. Leadoff man on. First pitch to Caden way outside. Now Parker continues to hit the ball well. Has the biggest hit of the night. And it's not just that. He has hit the ball hard consistently. That average is on the move. 1-0 pitch. Morton had a big cut, but he missed. Count even at 1. Parker's had a couple 3-hit games this year, but this is his first where he's gotten 4. Guy who's always been a great hitter, but now it's a different story for him as Morton takes one down the middle for a called strike 2. And the count is 1-2. Told me earlier had LASIK eye surgery last year, wiped out the end of his year, but it has paid dividends for him in 2022. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a miss, and Morton strikes out. 2-1 in the inning, or 1-1, I beg your pardon, for Connor Blair. Morton strikes out for the third time, with Parker still standing in first. 6-1 Augusta here in the top of the ninth inning. Righty on righty is Blair bats. There goes Parker. The pitch is foul back. Parker had a huge jump but had a good one to hit. Didn't let it go. Talked about it a little bit a few days ago, but that is one of the spots where Augusta has been very good situationally with their awareness. When they've seen their base runners get huge jumps, they've let them run. But Parker in a spot here trying to turn something around. Can't blame him for swinging at that one. Almost right down the middle. Parker goes back to first, has another good lead. The 0-1 pitch is just off the inside part, 1-1. Menendez takes a while to get rid of the baseball. You get a good jump, have a good chance to take one. And not a hard thrower either. Let's see if they test the arm of Nathan Perry again. Parker trying to time one up. Menendez not looking at him a whole lot. A throw over this time, but back diving is Parker. Gets the hand back in there. One ball, one strike. Another run doesn't hurt here if Augusta can scratch one across. Break-even pitch is off the outside corner, 2-1. That's why Parker might be looking to steal one if he can get a good jump. Now has the most ideal running count at 2-1. That's typically what they say. The pitcher's got to stay focused on the hitter. They throw over quick, but Parker able to retreat into the bag. Again, in head first, 2-1, the Blair. Braulio Vasquez due next for Augusta. He's had another good night. Five hits now for him in his last two games. He might get a shot at making a consecutive three-hit games. There goes Parker, 2-1 pitch, swung and missed, and no throw coming from Perry. And standing is Parker. Try to turn another inside pitch around, but just able to miss it. Parker's going back to first, and he just got tagged out. Parker's wondering what happened. He was running back to first. He thought the play was dead. I'm not sure what just happened there. But Parker stole second, but then went back to first. And then as he was halfway towards the bag, he retreated back into second, got tagged out. And Parker was throwing his hands up to Chris Jenke. Never really got told what happened there. I think he thought Blair fouled it. And no communication there, and now there are two outs. 2-2 pitch is outside. It's 3-2. I believe that should still be a stolen base for Parker, but then just an out in between first and second. That'll be one of the most interesting scoring decisions I'll see. Now Parker is out. 3-2. A foul away by Blair. Sails out of play. Three balls and two strikes. Here comes Menendez, and he popped him up. Into shallow right. Seymour and Spikes go back. It'll be Ryan Spikes, the second baseman, to make the call on the catch, and the inning is over. So with a weird play at second, Parker gets tagged out. They do not score any runs. Last call for Charleston. Green Jackets need three outs, trying to preserve a five-run lead and end their losing streak. 6-1 Augusta. Bottom of the ninth is next on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the ninth, Green Jackets are three outs away from returning to the win column. It's been a good week and a half since they've last run. And now Rob Griswold going to try and get the final three outs here. He got the last one of the eighth. And now he'll get Nick Schnell, Bobby Seymour, O'Neill Monzueta, Augusta 6, Charleston 1. First pitch to Schnell is good for a strike. Bullseye from Griswold. Nothing to one. Snell 0 for 3 today. The middle third coming up here, combined 0 for 9 tonight. 0-1. Snell takes one down and in, 1-1. Snell struck out twice against starter Luis Vargas. His biggest at-bat was in the sixth. Had the bases loaded with two outs, but sent a rocket right to Brandon Parker and left to end the inning. 1-1 pitch. A slow-moving slider misses down and in. 2-1 to the lefty Snell. It's his first batter that just had you worried a little bit, trying to get him, get the inning started on the right foot. 2-1 is up and in. 3-1 against on a fastball. It's been a little while for Griswold since he's last thrown. His last appearance was on Saturday as the pitch is swung and missed. 3-2. Griswold, typically a guy who works twice a week, has been one of their high leverage relievers. Just his first appearance in this series as we play in the fourth game. Ball three, strike two. Here comes Griswold. And he missed up and in. That's a walk. Did miss by a ton. Leadoff man is on. Snell finds his way to the base pass for the first time tonight. Now Griswold in double play mode, trying to get one from Bobby Seymour, who is also 0 for 3 tonight. Griswold trying to get the Green Jackets back into the win column for the first time since they were in Fayetteville back in the last week of June. It was June the 26th, they last won. First pitch to Seymour, a swing and a miss, 0-1. But when you are encountering a skid like this, it feels like forever. And these Green Jackets are ready to get out of it. 0-1 pitch. Seymour, a big cut and a miss. Griswold up on him 0-2. And we're talking to players throughout the week here. And says it's been tough. They feel like they've been overdue. And now they can feel it. 0-2. It's inside. Nearly hit him. 1-2. All the focus here is on the batter. You don't worry too much about the runner at first. Charleston needs 5 this inning. One-two pitch, a fly ball to the left. Brandon Parker retreats. He'll have room right near the warning track. It's tangled up but makes the catch. That one carried on him as the wind just barely blowing out that way. And there's one gone for O'Neill Manzueta. We expected to get some rain here tonight. We have not gotten any. Rain is always in the forecast in Charleston, whether it's a bright sunny day or a monsoon's coming. There's always going to be rain in that forecast. Haven't gotten any today, though. First pitch is right in there. Manzueta, 0-1. He's told today, looking at the weather report before coming in, thought we might get something around 8. We have gotten nothing. And that's a good thing, especially since Augusta's ahead here. 0-1 pitch. Manzueta lines one foul down the right field side, and it's 0-2. Griswold, after falling behind Snell to start this inning, he's gotten up quickly on Seymour and Manzueta. They've kept quiet today, just 0-3. Griswold can end this game with a double play. 0-2 pitch. He struck him out. Got him with a sweeping slider, and there are two gone. Augusta is one out away from ending this streak. Trying to get the monkey off their back. It's up to Nathan Perry. Keeps their chances of getting out of here. The split, not something you think about much, considering everything that's happened over the last week and a half. But Augusta trying to fight back as the first pitch is up and away to Perry, 1-0. And Esther Perez told me before the game today, he feels like these guys are still playing well. They have just been the victim of a lot of bad luck, being just one hit short almost in all these games. 1-0 pitch, down the chute, 1-1. Throws him a changeup, 1-1. Everybody on edge in that Green Jacket dugout. The 1-1 pitch is a ball inside and not missed by much. DeHoyos held it there for a good 3 seconds. 2-1. The dugout asks, where did that miss? Ball two, strike one. They're not holding on Snell at first. They're all in on Perry here. Pole shift is on. Nobody near third. 2-1 pitch, tap foul off the glove of De Hoyos, right behind home. Two balls and two strikes. Griswold one strike away from returning to the win column as Augusta is up 6-1. Here's the pitch. A fly ball foul. Left field side. This one will reach the seating area. Remains 2-2 to Perry, who's 0-3 today. The 4-7 hitters are a combined in this game. 0-15. 2-2. A foul back again, right our direction. Stays 2-2. Sixth pitch coming up to Perry. Another shot for Griswold. Here it comes. A ground ball foul. Sharply hit down the first base side. Three in a row fouled away by Perry. Mounder fans, and we are done. Easy Go postgame show follows our broadcast. We give you all the totals and summaries. Get you set for game five tomorrow night. 6:05 start here from the Joe on Eastern Time. 2-2 again. Here comes Griswold. A liner right center. We're going to play another batter as that one's going to get down. Morton will get to it quick. Fired in near second. Conley has it. And runners at the corners for Nate, for Logan Allen. Base hit for Nathan Perry. Not going to come easy tonight, is it? 6-1 Augusta. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Now it's Logan Allen, who's walked his last two at-bats. Got a pitch that was about down the middle, belt high. Able to barrel it into right center. Righty-righty, Griswold's first pitch is right down the middle. Allen takes a strike, 0-1. Trying to make a winner out of Luis Vargas. It'd be his third of the year. And he hasn't been more deserving of one than one here tonight. 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. Was an out short of a quality start, went 5 2/3, but Vargas struck out a career-high 10 tonight. Faced the minimum through the first five innings through before he ran into a little trouble in the sixth. Break-even pitch is just outside, 2-1. If Allen reaches, tying run moves to the on-deck area, and it would be Ryan Spikes. Carson Williams, if he ever came up, he would be the winning run. You hope you don't get to that point. Just need one more out. 2-1 pitch, line to center. Mesquita charges in. He can't get it. He kicks it in front of him. In the score is Schnell up to third. Goes Perry. Runners at the corners again. It's now 6-2. And now again, the tying run is coming to the on-deck area. Mike Steed is going to come out of the dugout for the Green Jackets as the pitching coach will come meet with Griswold in the infield. It is going to be anything but easy, folks. Runner moving up, maybe an extra base on that slight kick by Mesquita. Not a huge deal as long as they didn't get by him. One of those you want to die for, but you also don't want to really ignite this crowd at the same time. Just was a little out of his reach. And again, now the tying run is in the on-deck area, and Ryan Spikes, that is if Alejandro PA comes up. He is at least going to get a swing here. Juan Mateo is now up in the bullpen. He's done some stretching. The last thing Nestor Perez wanted to do. As Steve talks at the whole infield, it's a 6-2 game. Green Jackets need one more out to stop this losing streak before it reaches 10. Going for their first win since June 26th. It was the third game of the second half. And now Alejandro PA, who is 0-2 tonight, or 1-3, I beg your pardon. First pitch to him, runner goes from first. De Hoyos will pump it down. Pitch was a strike. Not going to mess around here. Second and third on the defensive indifference. Considering it's the final out, you want to take a shot at that, but you want to just stay focused on the hitter here. Nothing and one, the pitch. PA taps it foul behind home. Had a big cut, and Griswold and the Green Jackets are once again one strike away. Ryan Spikes anxiously working on from the dugout near that on-deck circle. If he comes up, Charleston's going to have a big opportunity. 0-2 pitch, grounder back to the mound, knocked down by Griswold, throws to first, and Augusta ends the losing streak with a 6-2 victory. Came down to the very end once again, but Griswold slams the door. PA rolls one right back to the pitcher. And let's shake them up once again. First time in a week and a half, the Green Jackets are winners as they take down Charleston. No comeback today. 6-2 the final score as Augusta wins game four and now can say they're winners once again. We've got more coming up on it here from the Joe. 6-2 Green Jackets are winners here in Charleston on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome into the post-game show presented by EasyGo here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. It's all over. The losing streak ends for Augusta at 9 games as they defeat the Charleston River Dogs 6-2. No big comeback tonight for the home Charleston River Dogs. As we wrap things up, Mitchell Speltz with you here from the Joe. Green Jackets win this one 6-2. They took a fifth-inning lead on a two-out RBI single by Eliezel Stevens. That scored Braulio Vasquez, but the main damage tonight came in the sixth. Green Jackets scored 5 times, had a 3-run homer by Brandon Parker that brought in 2 early walks in the inning. Eliezel Stevens brought in another one with an RBI single. They'd also played home one more, take a 6-0 lead. Charleston scored one in the bottom half of the inning, but lowered the bases before Tyler Owens got the final out on the deep liner to left. And then in the ninth, Charleston got one more cross, had the tying run on deck. But Rob Griswold got Alejandro Pia to roll back to the mound, end this game, and end Augusta's losing skid at 9 games. They are winners for the first time since June 26th. Led tonight by the it guy of the game, Luis Vargas. 5 2/3 for him, 3 hits, 1 run. Struck out 10, a career high with 1 walk. He is now 3-4 on the year, defeating J.J. Goss, who is 0-5. The Wild Phone Internet Cable play of this game tonight, no doubt. The big homer by Brandon Parker in the sixth. Got Augusta up 4-0, got some momentum, scored 5 runs in that inning. His 5th home run brings in 3, and what was a big game for Brandon Parker. He also had 4 hits in this game. If it wasn't for Luis Vargas, he's the easy choice for the it guy. Also a career day for Brandon Parker. Final numbers all together. Green Jackets are now 3-10 in the second half, 39-40 overall. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 9 in this game. Charleston now 52-27. Their 4-game win streak is over. They're 6-7 in the second half. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,824 here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Time for our final drive around the league, presented by EasyGo, looking at some scores in the Braves affiliates as well as the minor leagues today. And how about the Braves right now? They are pouring it on the Washington Nationals right now. Michael Harris just hit another home run for the Atlanta Braves. They lead it 10-2 over Washington. That game is late at Truist Park. Braves look like they're going to take the opener of that one. In high A, Rome leads Asheville 11-5 at home. That's in the ninth inning. Gwinnett sweeps the doubleheader against Charlotte 3-2 and 3-0 as the second game just concluded. In double A, Mississippi, Pensacola are tied at 3. That game is in the eighth inning. In the Carolina League, doubleheaders today in Columbia. Pelicans win the first game 10-6. Fireflies game 2, 5-3. In Fayetteville, game 1, 7-4. Woodpeckers, thanks to a 6-run 7th to win that one by 3. Game 2, it washed out due to rain. Other scores around the league. Fredericksburg 4, Lynchburg 1. That's a final. Delmarva just used 5 runs in the 7th to go up 7-3 on Sale. That game is now in the 9th. Kannapolis shuts out Carolina 5-0. Cannonballers are now 9-4 in the second half of the regular season. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets, River Dogs, we do it again. 6:05 first pitch here from the Joe. Sam Strickland takes the mound. He's been hot for Augusta. He'll face Ben Peoples, who started the opener but only got 2 outs in that game. So he's back. He'll give it another shot here tomorrow night. Green Jackets looking to keep their chances alive for a split here, as it'll be Strickland and Peoples tomorrow again at 6:05. We get started with the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer, at 5:45 tomorrow night. Otherwise, that's all for us here from the Joe in Charleston. Once again, the final score, the Augusta Green Jackets 6, Charleston River Dogs 2. Augusta's 9-game losing streak is over. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from Charleston, South Carolina. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Hope to have you with us tomorrow as we've got Game 5 here from Charleston. Good night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.